This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the final episode of the first season of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. We have had such adventures the last couple weeks, and we have had some real spooks happening. And y'all, I cannot wait to bring you the final adventure today. Today's episode is called Ice Virus. It takes place in the year 2200, and due to global warming, the polar ice caps have been melting. Old viruses that were once long buried have begun to break out, taking most of the humankind with it. A few group of scientists, an android, and others are working on a cure up in the Antarctica, in a scientific lab in Antarctica. Now, folks, here's a story, though, that you can participate in. For $25, hashtag infected, an infected person will attack our cast. For $50, hashtag weapon, you create a custom weapon, and it's 1/10 the damage of the amount. What that basically means is, if you decide you want to make a $50 weapon, that's going to be a +5 on their damage rolls, because we roll with two d20s. That's how this works. $75 is a hashtag virus. A random character will get infected. That could be our players, or it could be an NPC. I forgot what it's called. I was like, PC. What was the first word? And for $100, hashtag disrupt, you are the GM. You tell us where the story is going. And you better believe I'm ready to see what you got to throw at me. So as I said, we open up on a lab up in Antarctica. A group of scientists have been working to find the cure for a new virus. We are in what is called Outpost Carpenter Outpost. And these group of people are working. And we come across our very first person in the story, who was the main scientist working in these labs, Miss Anna Morrison.
We have to figure out how to stop this virus. I think this is going to be my greatest accomplishment yet.
Working alongside Anna is her android, Seek, which Anna had created a number of years ago.
Pleasure to meet you. My name is Seek, Scientific Expedition Assistant Cyborg.
They're working in some couple of vials or some scientific lab equipment around them, of course. And down below, this lab is about three stories. There's the main story on the front where you would enter from, which is the basic ground level. There's the second story below. That's where you would find the lab, the kitchen area, anything like that, the bunks for all the different scientists and people who work there. And the bottom part, the basement. In the basement, there are some infected people there, but they're in stage one of what eventually becomes three stages. Most people don't live past stage two. But there's some people infected down there, and that's what mainly this laboratory is for, is it's isolation to make sure to keep these infected people away from others, but also it allows you guys to work, and it's the source of the virus. So right now, the characters of Anna and Seek are on level two. Down in the kitchen area, we have Kyle Stevenson going to town on breakfast.
I got a busy day. Stuff's breaking all over the place. These outposts, they weren't built to last, so it's a lot of work to keep them running.
Kyle Stevenson is the mechanic of the outpost. Not everybody there is a scientist, of course. Someone's got to make sure that motor is still running. Yep. Kyle, tell us about your family life.
Single now. I've got an ex-wife and a daughter living out. I think it's there in Florida now. There's a new husband, so I don't really keep in touch with them. But I'm on my own mainly, just focusing on my work as usual.
This is a special day at the outpost, at Carpenter Outpost, because Dr. Joanna Holbrook, the director of development for the scientific research, has come in today, flying in on a helicopter to see how everything is going. And she is entering the cafeteria right now, where Kyle is enjoying some meal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're new here.
Yes, Dr. Joanna Holbrook.
Kyle.
Nice to meet you. What exactly is your role in this operation?
I'm the maintenance engineer. I keep the lights on, keep everything running. You came in on helicopter right here?
Yeah, I did.
I know we got to fix some of the pylons out there by the landing field.
That's all right. I understand that this is, well, it's a very important operation.
Sure.
Kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. The way some of us prefer it.
Well, it's certainly the way that we'd prefer to test any sort of scientific pharmaceutical products. Don't want to involve anybody that we don't have to.
Yeah, I suppose that's
how long true. Have you been out here?
About 5 years, so I'm pretty familiar with the ins and outs of the basic systems here. Make sure the lights are on, make sure the snow cats are running.
Excellent. Yeah. Would you mind bringing me to the person who's in charge of your operation?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, let's go up and see Dr. Morrison.
So as they start to make their way out, Jackie, another scientist in the laboratory, walks in, says his hello to Kyle, and introduces himself to Joanne. Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Morning. You make is there coffee around here? Kyle, is there coffee?
Yeah, there's fresh pot.
Oh, thank God. He walks past both of you, starts pouring himself a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Black.
Great. Do I notice anything unusual about his behavior? Is he just seeming like a tired guy?
Very clearly sleep deprived.
Okay.
It seems there's definitely a degree of seeing that this guy's probably been working all night.
Okay.
He hasn't slept. This is not just like, oh, I just woke up tired. This is like, we've been going at it tired. Turns to both of you. You guys want some?
I just finished my breakfast, man. I'm good. Thank you.
I'm all right. I need to get a move on. Maybe later.
Sounds good. Pours himself another cup. Walks the other direction of you two. So you guys start making your way down the hallway.
Yes.
Towards the lab. Anna and Seek, you two are working together. You start hearing the footsteps approaching. To you, it's not that odd because there's enough people here. But Anna, you're somebody who kind of likes to keep your work to yourself a little bit.
It sounds like we have company.
Yes. Seek, can you see who that is?
Of course.
Who's here? Hello?
You two enter the lab.
Please,
hi. Hello.
Introduce yourselves.
Dr. Joanna Holbrook.
Hi.
Director of Development for the Penta Corporation.
Dr. Anna Morrison. Nice to meet you, Joanna. So you were sent here from where?
From Minneapolis, from Penta Corporation headquarters.
Right. That's right. Okay, well, we have lots to do here, so go ahead and tell me what you want to start with.
Well, obviously, this is the facility that's made the most advancements towards containing this epidemic that's happening.
I'm very proud of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Incredible work.
Thank you.
What I want is to advance the rate at which this is being done by any means possible, but certainly I've already seen some of your lab workers seem to be suffering from extreme sleep deprivation.
Well, we work very hard here at the lab.
Yes, I know.
The conditions out here are not suitable for human life. It's amazing you're out here at all.
Well, I want to assist you in any way that I can. I don't believe in taking a hands-off approach to my job. If I can physically be of any assistance to you whatsoever.
Great, yes. Well, I will let you know if there's anything that you can help me with as soon as I finish what I'm doing here. Hello, Kyle, right?
Yeah.
That's right, okay, I remember, that's right.
I get the work orders, but I'm usually downstairs.
Okay, yeah, weird, I don't usually see you in the lab. So
true, unless you guys have a problem, then I'm here, but...
No, have you made any advancements in terms of isolating the bacteria that's causing the virus, or if it's some sort of genetic mutation?
We've identified some of it. Part of the cells have been dividing rapidly. When we separate this specimen right up here, and I have like my different little things set up here, so right here it's rapidly increasing in volume, but over here this we separated for.
Seek, are you just grabbing that? You're
Seek.
Yes.
Scientific
expedition assistant cyborg.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So as you guys start talking, you start to hear in the distance moaning, screaming. It sounds, and the sounds of wheels, like a gurney, as it gets closer and closer and closer to you. The two doors swing open. Here comes Jackie, holding a gurney with someone strapped to the table. The guy's screaming in agony, just, oh, God, it hurts. It hurts so much. Jesus, God, it hurts. All right, Dr. Anna, here's your patient. You need anything else?
Are you going to experiment on this person?
Well, you're here now, so let's go ahead and see what we can find here.
By all means.
Okay. All right, so we approach the guy.
He's got his, he's got like black around his mouth, almost like dry. It could be mistaken for blood if you didn't see that it was black.
So this is stage two or stage
one? This is stage two.
Stage two.
Stage two. Stage one starts off as hives.
Okay. So, yeah, this patient here, clearly stage two. Okay. Well, I don't understand what this is around. This blackness just shows up around.
Yes.
And we have to identify where that's coming from.
All right.
But, Does it hurt if I touch you here, sir?
Oh, God, it hurts everywhere. It's like being on fire.
On fire?
Fire. What other symptoms are you experiencing?
Well, it's like my skin is cracked. There's something under my skin. It burns. I can't see.
Stage two. It's bad.
I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm. We don't want it to get to stage three.
Kyle, as a non-scientist, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I'm just kind of stepping back, and I don't want any part of this.
Is this patient contagious?
We're not sure. I mean, there's...
Yes. From my experience, there seems to be no rhyme or reason to the contagion. My son was at school with some of the earliest patients who were younger, but he seems to be completely unaffected by it.
It is possible that some humans may have an immunity to the virus.
We have to find that immunity, and we need to replicate it somehow. Somehow turn that into a cure.
May we dissect your son?
No. Besides, he's home. I don't have him with me.
We don't really want to.
Listen,
okay,
I'm
thanks, Zeke.
All about doing whatever it takes, but not at the expense of murdering children.
Science.
The guy just says, like, please give me anything. Oh, can you just give me something?
You're not going to sedate the patient.
May I administer a painkiller to the patient?
You may.
Please give him.
Seek, I'm going to have you roll for that.
Oh.
Roll your d20.
11.
One. Yeah, you're able to just.
Please try and relax. Please try and relax. Please try and relax.
Hey, shut that thing up. Please. Please, I'm going to relax. I'll relax.
You need me to do it? Jackie looks over. You need me to do anything, Doc?
What's that?
You need me to do anything?
No, not right now, Jackie. I think that's all we need right now. We need to figure out how to, or where this is coming from, to be honest. Okay.
Sounds good. Jackie heads out.
Useless guy.
Have you found anything in dissecting the samples of the black bile, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, it definitely appears to be bile. I want to touch it, like, with my gloves, obviously. I'm touching with the gloves. Is it, like, mushy, or is it, like, can I take the black off of him?
It's almost like a barnacles on a whale. There's a very hard, very much on the skin.
I want to cut off some of the barnacles.
Okay, roll.
Yeah, all right. Maybe if we can look at the barnacle, we can see just what this is. A six.
The cyborg has combined their love of eradicating the virus with baking and has made a cake, which great and delicious and moist. There's no sense crying over every mistake. They will just keep on trying till they run out of cake.
Oh no, cyborg's about to go Play-Dohs.
Suddenly, behind.
Oh, that Santa seems a bit shady. Hashtag infected.
Okay. So there's a ding behind you, Zeke. Your cake. The cake you've been making.
I created for the humans.
That was meant for Dr. Joanna Holbrook, because you knew today was a special day.
Let me get it out of the oven with my bare hands as I can.
It's very convenient that you have an oven up in your primary lab.
Sometimes we need to cook things.
We need.
I just finished installing that last week.
Anna, what did you get when you rolled?
A nine.
A nine. Okay, So you cut into the barnacle, and when you do, black liquid just sprays out and lands on the cake. And a little bit on Seek.
Oh, well.
Apologies, this is ruined.
I appreciate the sentiment.
In the name of science, I mean, we need... Oh, God. All right.
Wait.
How much for cake?
Did the black substance affect the cake at all, or was it just like a black splatter?
At first it was kind of, it kind of splattered on. It didn't look like it did anything other than kind of like stain it. But then after about 10 seconds, it almost looks like it starts to harden around the cake.
Hmm. Interesting.
Kind of like when you leave pizza out and the cheese starts to crust
up. It seems like this.
Barnacle.
You want to smell it? All right, roll for it.
Roll for smell.
A two.
20. It. Oh God! It smells like someone took roadkill and put it in a blender,
and then put
sour milk in there.
That's extremely unpleasant.
Please keep potential biohazards away from orifices.
Okay. Yes. Right. Yeah. We don't know how it spreads, Zeke. I just want you got to figure it out.
Right.
All right. So it's spreading like all around here, right, on him?
Yeah, it looks like it's going down the veins around. You're seeing like kind of like they're purplish, dark purple black.
Mm-hmm. I want to draw some blood from him and see if it's on the inside as well.
Okay. Yeah. Roll for that.
5.
4.
Mm.
All right. So you go up and you put it in his arm, but it's almost like there's a strain. It goes in. And you're able to extract, but there's almost like a gelatin kind of feel to it, as if you're like poking jelly.
Maybe too late for this guy.
What?
You weren't supposed to hear that.
So I'm not asleep. You just gave me a painkiller.
Permission to administer more painkillers.
What?
Seek, put him to sleep, please.
Morphine.
Roll.
6.
Ooh, 2.
Oh, nice.
Sleep.
Out.
Permission to place patient in quarantine.
Yes, please.
How do you want to do that?
I assume we're in the labs, so we're going to have little rooms where people can do individual experiments.
You can do like the little rooms. There's also cages.
I'm going to put him in a little room.
All right.
He's been distressed enough.
All right, because he's strapped into the gurney, so you're going to.
Yeah. I'm going to leave him strapped.
Okay.
Oh, he's staying restrained.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. I'm just going to push him in the room. I'm going to shut and lock the door with my key card that I assume that I have.
Great. So while you're doing that, Susan, the lab, let's call her the lab mother, as it were, walks in dressed as Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody! It's 'tis the season!
Susan.
Oh, hey, come on. I know it's almost... Look, we are living in hard times, so you got to take the goodness that you can. So Merry Christmas. I made cookies for everybody.
How kind of you to bring us gifts. As you can see, I'm excited.
You sure are, Seek! So she walks up and presents cookies to all of you. Mm-hmm. Do you take them?
I never turn down Susan's cookies.
Never turns down Susan's cookies. Yep. All right. Dr. Morrison?
I'm okay right now, Susan. Thank you, though.
All right. And Dr.
It's
Holbrook?
Very kind of you. I take one, but I don't eat it.
All right. Oh, you're new. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Joanna Holbrook. I'm the Director of Development for the Penta Corporation. We're helping fund this research.
Oh, you going to be here a while?
Well, I'll be here as long as it takes.
Oh, good. I can't wait for dinner. I want to hear all about you. I love new people and new stories.
Very pleasant woman.
Susan's the best.
Seek, would you like one?
Yes.
Thank you. I will consume my oil.
Oh, Seek, you're a card. I gotta go walk around. Give these to more people. Susan walks out. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Have a pleasant day.
Did you eat the cookie?
Yes.
You ate the cookie. Okay.
It's delicious.
Okay. Joanna, what do you want to do with your cookie?
I want to. I assume there's like microscopes and all kinds of things.
Yes.
In here, I want to actually observe it and make sure, because I'm making very sure that there's no sort of cross-contamination before I consider consuming a cookie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you walk over to the over to the lab.
Yep.
Put it under a microscope. Yep. You take a little sample of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You look in. We have you roll.
Okay.
See what you see.
4.
Pretty basic cookie, chocolate, chocolate, bacon, pretty basic cookie,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more sugar than you would like in your cookies, but
sure.
Pretty basic cookie.
Okay.
Holbrook, I can tell you that this cookie is edible, but it is not an edible.
Thank you for the clarification, Seek.
Can never be too safe, though. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know around here.
As we say, we're not entirely sure how the disease spreads.
Yep.
I'm sorry, are you accusing one of our members of staff of trying to poison us with
a
virus?
No, not at all. It would be more of an inadvertent...
Seek, we're just trying to see if it's somehow linked. Transmitted through food or anything. It's
virus via cookies.
Malicious.
No.
That would be malicious, no?
It would be
very malicious.
Yes, it would be malicious.
Well, before you were talking, the room where you restrained the patient in, you start hearing rumblings coming from it.
I will go check on that and look through the window.
All right. So you go, you check, and you notice that the patient is shaking, almost like convulsing, in their gurney.
The patient appears to be having a seizure. Permission to go in and restrain him?
Yes. And then I want to go in after her as well. After Steve.
Keycard, open the door, go in, try and help.
Okay, so you go in, you're approaching this convulsing patient. What do you want to do?
I will approach from the feet. I will see if he's foaming at the mouth.
Oh.
Okay. So you walk up just as you're getting to the feet. What are you doing, Dr. Morrison?
I'm just observing because I trust Zeke.
Where?
I'm from the doorway.
Doorway. Okay. So yeah, this room is not too big. It's probably you're about like maybe like no more than like 3 feet from Zeke.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So patient's convulsing. You're at the feet. Do you want to do anything?
I want to see if he's having a seizure, or perhaps it could be something else. If it's a seizure, I'm expecting to see some sort of foam at the mouth, or
okay,
eyes
so how do you
back.
Want to do that? How do you want to...
With my eyes.
You don't want to touch him?
I don't need to touch him yet.
All right. So you look, and black is foaming out of his mouth, and red's coming out of his eyes.
It appears this patient is in a state unrepairable. I suggest we evacuate this room and sanitize it.
I think it might be stage 3 setting in, Seek. Okay. Well, do we just leave him here? What should we do? Joanne!
Yes.
Get in here. This patient, I don't know what we should do.
From the outside, a repetitive banging is heard. It seems a reindeer is acting a little crazy and is trying to get into the building. It has a conservation tracking tag on it named #infected.
All right. we will get to that. So, so you're saying like, what do you want to do? Joanne?
Well, if this patient truly is beyond saving, which I have to agree with, I think it best to put him out of his misery.
Please evacuate the room and we will call in a sanitation team.
Okay.
I'm going to back them out, mm-hmm. shut the door,
thank you, Dr.
lock
Holbrook.
It.
So when you lock the door, the patient in the gurney starts like hyperventilating as black and red starts coming and his body starts doing this, snapping the straps, and then you just hear as his body unnaturally bends backwards. And within the hook of the bend, you just see what looks like a hand pop out of the bottom of his back.
What the hell is
this
going
virus
on here?
Is mutating the humans.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen this before either.
Oh my god.
I'm going over to the comm and I'm going to call a sanitation team to come
working against
burn this room down.
I'm going to have you roll. I'm going to have you roll for that.
12.
9. Okay, so you call the sanitation team. Do you want to say anything? It's going to be a loudspeaker system.
Right.
So what do you say?
Sanitization team requested in lab. Code red. Sanitization team requested in lab. Code red.
So the guy in the room, he's bent, this thing pushes, and it pushes him like off the table, almost like a puppet. Kind of an odd, almost like a marionette without the strings, if there was only just like one stick in the middle of his back. Pushes him off the table and launches him towards the door with the window. And he looks at all 4 of you.
I'm going to put my hands on the door to brace it, as I'm very strong. Please try and find a flamethrower or some sort of weapon to protect us.
Is there, like, a fire extinguisher in the room?
There is a fire extinguisher, yes.
Okay, great. I'll grab it off the wall.
Okay. He looks at you, and then he looks down and grabs the handle to the door.
I grab the handle.
Jingling it.
It's locked with the card key, but I'm going to hold it anyway.
He looks at you. Let me out.
Denied.
I've never been so happy to have an android on our team.
Oh my god. This is why we keep Zeke around. Okay.
I appreciate your compliment, but I am a cyborg.
Apologies.
Thank you.
We need to do something about this. He's really, really dangerous. He can cause us to spread even faster if he gets to us. Okay. We're gonna have to knock him out.
As long as he does not come through this door, we are in no danger.
The sanitation team is on their way?
Sanitation team is on their way. Code red.
Let's just keep him in there.
Okay, all right.
I don't want that thing out.
I don't
agreed.
Want that.
So you guys are going to wait for the sanitation
yes,
team?
Yes, we're like guarding the door.
Okay.
I'm holding it.
So at that point... 20. So at that point, he backs away from the door, goes like this, lays down as the backhand thing starts clawing at the floor, ripping it up in chunks. Because you guys are on the second level.
Oh.
I'm going to hit the big red button that you hit when shit's going down. Wow, wow, wow.
So it's just an alarm. The lights are turning off, turning red. Alarm. And in the constant flashing, you're seeing him go further and further into the floor.
Right. So whatever is attacking him is on the floor below.
And the bed's in the kitchen?
What's
down below us? The bed's in the kitchen?
No, what's down below you is the other patients.
The other
infected.
Oh.
So you're on the second level. The first level is like kind of the entryway. Second level is where you guys are with lab, kitchen, bedroom.
Right.
Third level is now he's digging his way down there.
Right.
I'm going to get on the comm. Emergency broadcast. All personnel must evacuate or quarantine. We have an outbreak. Emergency broadcast.
All right. Whatever is... bringing him closer to it is clearly on levels below this. We need to abandon this level immediately and go find the source.
Okay. If he breaks through the bottom, there's more of them. There's more patients down there. We can't let this happen.
All right.
Okay. All security.
So at that point, the sanitation team has arrived. What do you want? What do you need us to do? What happened? What's going on?
We have a quarantine issue. We have a patient that has gone level 3. He is breaking down from his quarantine room into the floor below us. You must destroy him.
All right, just back up. Two guys, Chuck and Muck, and they are wearing like white sanitation suits, yeah. And they have a flamethrower.
Thank you for bringing a flamethrower.
It's what we do. They push a button opening the door and just start... instantly. Not even taking a second to look to see what they're shooting at. Blasting into the room. And... all right. 15. And when they step back, like a fire extinguisher system goes into the room to suck out the flames. And when they do, the room is empty except for a giant hole in the middle of the floor.
I'm going to run over to the hole and look down it.
Roll.
We got to seal this room.
He's not even in the room anymore.
No.
What'd you get?
It could come back.
You see nothing. You just see like darkness. So wherever he landed, is the room's the lights are off.
I'm gonna back out of this room, shut and lock the door again.
Okay.
I suggest we go check on the other patients, right. But I also suggest that we get into hazmat suits and take weapons.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yep. We'll put on our suits.
And there should have been lights on down. In any of the rooms downstairs, there should be lights on right now.
So we do have an emergency
backup system.
He might have
shorted out the electricity.
Chuck takes off his hazmat suit. Well, tell me what the hell that thing was.
We don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to know,
A patient reached level 3. It is possible it is contagious. Please keep your mask on.
I thought they didn't live past level 2.
This is the first time we've seen anything like this, Chuck.
Fuck!
Please go inform security and the rest of the sanitization team that we have...
What?!
Please go downstairs and inform the security and the rest of the sanitization team that we have a code red.
Me go downstairs? That fucking thing's down there. You go downstairs. You're the robot.
We are going downstairs.
We're all going, Chuck.
Please follow your programming correctly.
Not programming. It's protocol, probably, for a person.
Please follow your protocol correctly.
Well, you go first.
Of course.
All right.
It is my job to protect you as it is your...
All right.
I must say, I do not have emotion, but I do not like that guy.
No one does. Okay, let's...
Seems all right to me.
All right, let's suit up. We put on our hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm. I don't bother because I don't need to.
Is there any sort of thing that could be fashioned into a weapon that is in the lab with us up here?
There's a lab, and obviously there was things that she was kind of cut off the barnacle, so there's scalpels,
right, scalpels,
things of that nature.
Right, right.
There are, Chuck and Muck have flamethrowers,
mm-hmm.
So there are things of that nature. There's also, you could improvise, some of the lab equipment's pretty heavy.
Pardon?
Some of the lab equipment's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to just use it as a blunt hitting object, you totally could.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm going to take a stool and pop the end off it, so I've got a pipe.
Yeah. I want to take some, like, beakers and combinations of chemicals that'll create a reaction that causes flames to be able to use as, like, napalm.
Great.
Grenades.
I'll take a bunch of the scalpels.
All right, great.
And I know there's a fire axe down the hall.
You're going to go down the hall?
Yeah.
Are you taking people with you or are you going alone?
No, I'm just going to...
Grab it on our way.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll for it.
Eight.
Eight? 16. The axe is not there.
Someone already broke in?
It's been taken. Maybe someone was playing some prankies. Or maybe something else.
Pranky guys.
Or someone preemptively knew that something like this might happen.
Possible.
All right.
So you guys start making your way. You have two options. You can take the stairs, you take the elevator.
We will be taking the stairs. Never use an elevator in emergency situations.
Right, good thinking.
I've never trusted the elevator in this building, so yeah, I'm 100% down with
that. Aren't you the mechanic for this building?
Aren't you the maintenance for... The elevator?
Yeah, and that thing has acted up since day one.
Mm-hmm. Suspicious.
Poor workmanship.
Do you wanna question him a little bit more, Zeke?
I'm good for now.
All right. So you guys start making your way down the stairs. And it's not like the longest staircase, but it's not like super short either. It's pretty much just a long metal hallway down into the stairs. You're about halfway down when... Three. You're about halfway down when you just start hearing little, like, seemingly on the other side of the metal.
Huh. Like on the outside walls?
Yes.
What sort of wildlife have you encountered out here?
Apologies, but we are underground.
I mean, normal things are out here, but like coyotes and, wolves, but I don't really see, I've never heard something like that before.
Yes.
So did you guys start?
Not a sound I'm familiar with.
No.
It is quite possible the mutation has continued onto the other patients. If the other patients were stage 2 and our patient went to stage 3, it is possible that all stage 2 patients are now stage 3 mutants.
So, okay, I'll go first.
So as you start going, the scratching on the outside walls starts almost having like, it's not rhythmic, but it's kind of this, it starts almost turning in more into tapping, like less scratching, more tapping.
Okay.
Kind of a thing.
Someone trying to send a message?
Possible.
Someone out there needs help?
It does not sound like Morse code.
So, and the way the order is going right now, it is currently Seek, Anna, Chuck.
That's right, Chuck's with us.
Oh, and Chuck so, Anna. And so, hold on. Chuck, Joanna, and Kyle, and then Muck.
Good old Muck.
he's my buddy. I like that guy.
So, Muck turns to the guys and goes,
ha ha ha.
So, what happens when it hits stage 3?
Mutation.
Is that new? Did we know that?
No.
We did not know that, Muck.
Well, merry fucking Christmas.
Yep.
Did you get any of Susan's cookies?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Three of them.
three of them. She said take one. Couldn't stop. Did you get one?
I did, yeah. That was great.
So good. Did you have any?
I didn't need any. No. I'm busy dealing with this muck. Why are we talking about cookies right now?
I'm trying to find the joy right now. We're probably going to die. Let's be very real about this. Okay. A guy just dug through a metal floor. Let me enjoy it. Seek. You ever gone on a date?
There are many dates in a year. Which one are you referring to?
Oh, God, I tried. Do you feel connection?
I have many connections. Millions, in fact. They help me process my information.
Sorry, buddy. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Hashtag disrupt. At some point in tonight's story, a pair of rather elderly guys in parkas stumble upon the lab. They introduce themselves as MacReady and Childs, and they have seen this before 35 years ago and are here to help our heroes. Or are they?
Oh, we will get to that. And we have reached our first $250 goal, and what that means is getting to that right now.
Uh-oh.
So you guys get to the bottom of the stairs and you start hearing...
Okay. It sounds
like a young canine, but it's quite possible it is a human in distress.
It does sound like a young puppy or something. Maybe it's a wolf.
How did it get down here?
Who knows? Maybe that thing dug a hole through the outside and now they're coming inside. I don't know. That thing dug through metal.
So while you guys are talking about this, Chuck looks over and goes, "Oh, goddammit, they got into the goddamn dog enclosure. We have huskies here.
That's right.
So we get around. It's down here. Shit, hold on. Chuck, turn on a flashlight and you look and there is a little puppy husky.
Oh no.
I'm gonna walk over to it and pick it up by the scruff.
You pick it up by the scruff? 18. 15. It mostly just kind of looks with its big blue eyes. And it looks over at... it looks over at Joanna.
I approach it.
It's up to you if you want to take this dog as a companion or assign it to somebody else.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can use this now as a weapon, but because it's a puppy, I'm going to make it that it's a +2.
Okay.
Awesome. So if you want to use it to send off on attacks, what do you want to name him?
May
I suggest you do not name the animal that is most likely to die within the next 60 minutes?
Whoa! Chuck and Muck, whoa!
Apologies, but you are the one that pointed out our chances of survival are extremely low.
I also said let's look at the joy in life. We found a puppy!
Exactly.
Maybe call him Christmas.
I think that's very appropriate. This is Christmas.
You want to name him Christmas?
Yes.
I love it.
Chris for short. Chris for short.
So the layout of the third floor is there's the bottom of the stairs where the dog enclosure is there. At this point, all you have found is Chris, but there are other cages, so there could be other dogs.
All right.
Whether or not they can be infected, it's possible, but they might not be.
All right.
Chris is showing no signs
of
infection
at
all.
So there's other cages, though?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I would like to... Since we now have this dog who has superior senses, I would like to send, I want Chris to kind of like lead a surveillance, I don't know what the word is.
You mean your husky to be a canary?
The cages all around. Essentially, yeah, to see if he has any sort of adverse reaction, because, you know, animals are better at detecting things than humans.
Right.
Okay, are you thinking it's possible canines have an immunity just as humans have an immunity?
I am curious.
Have you seen this infection spread to animals as well as humans?
We've seen signs in some of the huskies before, but nothing stage 3 level like that.
Okay.
Just mostly sick and black. But then they usually pass after that.
Yeah, stage 2, okay.
I was unaware this had spread to the animals. This is highly concerning.
Yes.
So, Drain, I'm going to have you actually roll.
Okay. 17.
Ooh. Natural, or are you adding the...
No, that's natural.
Oh,
so it's 19 with the +2 for the dogs.
With the +2 for the dog. So the dog is walking around,
and it's sniffing, and you're trying to see if it has, like, a negative response to what is in there. So as it walks around, there are, like, the cages are pretty set up. Like, there's about 8 cages in total. Walking around, kind of going back and forth, and then it stops on the bottom third cage and starts barking at it.
All right. I suggest that we investigate from a safe distance.
I will go over.
Seek will go over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I follow Seek and call the dog to come to me.
Okay, great. Seek, roll. Maybe roll.
4.
4, 16. All right, so you walk over to the cage, and you notice there seems to be a hole, like a hole was made, because the cages are against the wall. And it seems like, much like upstairs on the third floor, there was a hole made.
It appears the canines have reached level 3 mutation.
This is not good for us.
You glance down the hall and see a penguin with the name Tag Porg. Hashtag infected.
Oh shit. I'm gonna close this cage door.
Close the cage?
Yeah.
All right. As you start to walk back, you stand up and you start hearing wah, wah. Down the hall in the darkness. Wah, wah, wah.
I assume one of us has like a flashlight or a...
Yeah, I've got a... Hold.
Well, Seek has a bit natural built-in light. But yeah, Maintenance has a flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chuck and Muck have flames.
What the hell is that? I'll turn on my flashlight.
And it's about a penguin that's maybe about 3 feet tall.
Oh, these animals are getting in.
And it just and it just looks at you and goes, and black comes out and it starts charging towards you.
I'm gonna run at it with my.
You're pole. Running at it.
Kill it with fire.
Hit
Chuck.
It with the pole.
Okay, have you rolled for that Seek?
12.
3. Yeah, you. So what do you do? Describe it. You hit it. What'd you hit him with?
I have the pole.
You whacked him with the pole.
Right.
Punk.
So. You hit him, and it's a little tiny penguin. 6 damage. Oh, it just... The minute it hits the wall, just... like feathers.
Please stand back from the biohazard.
And right. Just... and a lump just okay. Hits the ground.
I want to examine the penguin.
Want to examine it? All right.
Like, poke it in the head. I want to see if that is enough damage to have killed it. And make sure that there's no after effects or of it coming back.
Okay, how do you want to examine it?
Okay, so I want to actually Seek. Can you poke the penguin for me with your stick there? I want to be a safe distance away, but I want to make sure that it's actually dead. Okay, I'll roll for that.
We'll yeah.
See. Oh, so dang. Close! 14.
It went 20. No.
What'd you get?
14.
14. Yeah, it does. It seems to be dead.
Okay. Good. 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 All right, so at least we know that if a blunt force can kill them, blunt force, so we don't need to do anything special.
Though I do wonder if the effects of this progression of the infection are dependent on the size of the victim.
It could be, but at least we know this, at least we know that the animals can be taken out like this.
Is there any sort of, like, salvageable, like, a way to get sort of like a DNA sample of this penguin?
Roll.
Okay.
On the floor. 7.
18.
Dang.
So you notice the black goo, similar to what was coming out of other people's mouths and all those other things, starts coming out of this penguin's beak. Like in like slowly. But the minute it hits the ground, it looks like there's no more coming out. It starts to move with almost a sentience down the hallway.
Sanitize.
Yeah.
Sanitize Chuck. Immediately.
Yes. 13. So yeah, Chuck and Buck are like, the fuck? They just, and the black stuff just goes. That's awesome.
Nice flamethrower.
And just screaming, almost looks like a snake on flame, and then slowly falls and dies.
But we saw the direction that it was going.
Yes. It looked like it was heading down towards the patients.
It seems to me, I know this might sound crazy, that black bile had a mind of its own, like it was leading somewhere.
It was. Some spire kills it? I don't know. Oh, okay. We need to find a way to contain this. Or we need to check on the rest of the patients.
Yes.
We need to get out of here, also.
The kennels where the dogs were kept, how big are they?
They're big enough for the dogs to be a little uncomfortable, but not, like, cruel.
Like this big-ish?
They're about like your normal dog box.
I'm going to go over to the kennels, and I'm going to rip off 3 of the cage doors and hand them out as shields.
I'm going to have you roll for that, for sure.
Come on.
16.
4.
I've got shields, baby.
Please use these as shields against any potential wildlife.
Great.
Appreciate that.
Muck looks at you and goes, only 3, huh?
Forgive me, but
8
it appears
cages.
You have
flamethrowers. No, it's fine. It's fine. You didn't want to go on a date. It's fine.
Is there a maintenance or supply closet down here that might have equipment?
Yes.
Hashtag infected. How dare you? I love pork so darn much. At some point, the penguin will come back and haunt the party.
Oh. Oh, boy.
There is a maintenance closet.
Okay.
To get to it, though, you're going to have... So, basically, like, the setup is down the stairs, dogs on the left, further down the hall. Here's the patient's door, double door, and then here's the maintenance closet.
Okay.
So, you will have to pass by the double doors of the patients.
Okay. There is a closet at the end of the hallway.
And they will totally see you.
Equipment in there, it's probably like we've got like crowbars, things like that. We have cleaning agents we might be able to use to blowing things up if we have to get rid of more of these penguins that are fucking getting in here.
Agreed.
So if we can get down the hall, maybe Chuck and Buck, maybe you can sort of watch out while we go in there and try to get some equipment.
Lock and load.
Yeah. I agree that we should go in fully armed, but also be prepared to evacuate at any time. However, I don't want to waste the research that you've been doing here.
No, I wonder if there's a way for us to extract the black and see if that... I don't know. Maybe we risk getting one of those patients to level 2s and see if there's a way to extract it. Maybe we can save these people.
Yes.
Seek, what do you think? Am I being ridiculous?
I believe our number one priority is to quarantine the infected to protect you. And then, to protect the science.
There will be no science if we don't save these people. There's no... I don't want to undo the work that we've done. I want to actually save these people.
Yes.
It is quite possible they are past saving. But the research you have already done may be very vital.
And, on top of that, even if the only thing that we get out of this is having some sort of sample from people who've reached stage 3... we have to be sure to extract it before we eradicate the facility.
Okay. So, how do we want to extract it?
I'm sure you guys have supplies
here
by the... So.
But we would need an infected person.
So we have to go into the ward where these guys could be all mutants?
Yes.
We need to grab one.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Okay.
I'll walk over to the doors to the patient's room and hold them while Chuck and Mark are on either side with their flamethrowers while these guys go into the
supply closet.
Okay. So you make your way to the doors. And inside, because the doors are much like upstairs, little glass, you can look inside. Do you want to look inside or do you immediately want to just jump right
into
it?
I'll hold the door and I'll look inside.
Okay. 18. So, looking inside, you see Susan in her Santa outfit, only the back of her, as she's walking down handing out patients cookies.
Does everything appear normal?
Roll for it.
17.
Nope.
What seems unusual?
She's almost robotic. Her motherly gregariousness. It's almost like she's just kind of...
Are the patients reacting to it?
No.
They're just staying still? And they're on their... Okay.
I'm just holding the door.
Okay. All right.
We're scavenging the supply closet.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to have... Yeah, I'm going to have Kyle roll.
All right. Yeah. Kyle. All
right, let's see what
find
we can
us find. Some good stuff.
12.
Okay, so the supply closet's no problem. You don't even need a key.
Yeah.
You open it up. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for crowbar and then just like bleach and chemical agents that could be used in case we need to make more fire because we saw the fire worked.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So anything that, any kind of...
Flammable.
Yeah.
Chemicals. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Roll once more.
Okay.
I believe.
Oh, that's a 3.
Mm. 14. So there is bleach.
Okay.
There's a crowbar.
Okay.
Other than that, there's like tape.
Oh, tape could be.
All right. Just other little things, but.
You never know. Tape of the could items be useful.
Yeah. Of the items you wanted, it's bleach and a crowbar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, I forgot we had that big project down here a couple weeks ago, and we cleaned out a lot of the supplies down here, but at least we did get a couple things.
All right, we'll take what we can.
All right, so Seek and Chuck and Muck are at the door. Seek, what do you want to do at this point?
Has Susan turned around yet, or is she still walking away?
Is that Susan in there?
Yes, Susan is inside. She appears to be acting erratically.
Why would she have gone in there? Does she have clearance to go in and just be with the infected patients? I thought you were quarantining these people.
They are in quarantine.
I don't this know how she got unusual. In there. She, that's odd. I think she's infected.
What about the other patients? They're not reacting at all to...
They are almost like in a comatose state.
And they don't seem, and they are not like foaming at the mouth, no black bile, no nothing. They just seem super out of it.
Yeah, at the moment.
Is there any additional quarantine that I can activate to extra lock these doors or put bars on the windows?
There is a system that would kind of put a, kind of like Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Put that bar on the door. You'd have to go all the way upstairs to activate it though.
All right. I'll take the pole that I had from the stool and put that over the handles for now to bar it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to have you roll.
11.
4. Okay, so yeah, it just smoothly goes over. At this point, what do you guys want
to
do?
I must return upstairs to activate the additional quarantine measures.
But we need to pull somebody.
I don't believe that is a good idea. The chances of surviving opening this door are minuscule.
If you do activate the additional quarantine system, is there a way to manually override one of the individual cells?
I believe there would be a way, yes.
The question is, do we have the time?
All right. What do we want to do?
I don't want to be trapped down here any longer than we have to with these, with what could be mutants and more animals coming in.
If you still wish to get a sample, we may return to the lab where that barnacle sprayed on us. We might be able to get a sample off the floor.
Mm.
That area was not sanitized.
Well, I want to know if we can save a patient, if we can extract it somehow and save the patient, but...
The patients don't appear to be responsive.
So, the options are right now, Dr. Morrison, you seem to want to see if you can get one of those patients. Seek wants to go upstairs, so I'm going to have you both roll.
Three.
You're going to try and get a patient
out of that. I'm going to follow whatever she tells me to do.
You're going to try and get a patient out of that room.
Okay. Let's try to grab Susan. Do you want to follow through with this, Dr. Holbrook?
Yes.
What about you, Kyle?
I mean, if this is the quickest way to get us all out of here, then I'll help in any way I can.
We will need to restrain her. Do you have any ropes or chains or
anything
else?
We have tape. We have tape.
There's some tape. It's like packaging tape. It's not the best kind of tape,
unfortunately. Oh. Not scotch, correct?
It's not like... Okay.
Well.
Please say it's duct tape, not scotch tape.
No, it's like packaging tape. It's not...
Okay.
It's not the heavy duty.
Send a lot of packages from here, do you?
No, I mean, we use it to...
What are we doing?
Okay.
Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Muck. Stay on guard with the flamethrower.
You gonna take that little dog in there?
Okay, what's the dog doing? He's just around. Okay. Let's take off the bar and let's see if we can restrain Susan.
I'm gonna take off the bar and open one of
the
doors.
The lab.
Susan! Susan!
Susan turns, and when she does so, she smiles, and there's no teeth in her mouth. Okay. And there's just black coming out of her nose. Cookies! Cookies! Cookies!
Susan is infected. We should wait until she approaches the door, pull her into the hallway, and restrain her.
Cookies!
Susan,
cookies.
Please come here.
Cookies!
I would like some cookies, please.
Her hand starts to clamp around the cookie dish and crush it. And long nails start to protrude out of her hands. And almost in like an Akira fashion, things start to sprout, ripping her skin. Cookies! Cookies!
I don't think this is a good idea.
She's reached an advanced stage.
Do you still wish to restrain
and the patients,
mutation?
All the other patients that were lying down, sit up.
Nope,
let's get out of here.
And turn and look in your direction.
Do you no longer wish to grab a patient?
I don't want
to
grab him anymore.
Let's get out of here.
The bar.
I'm going to have you roll seek.
Oh!
You close the door, lock it, as Susan and the new infected start making their way, but they're not able to quite get out.
All right.
I wonder if maybe with Seek's help, if we can access a panel and maybe implement some of the quarantine procedures from here. Would that be worth trying, or do we definitely have
listen.
To go
upstairs?
It's worth trying if okay. you can get the roll.
Yes. But I do think that there is something to be said for going back up. To the site where we first saw someone advance to stage 3. If nothing else, we know that they, whatever pulled them in, there's a direct route to it from where they busted through the floor.
And if that black stuff was alive after the penguin, after we killed the penguin,
it's true.
Who knows if the black that was on the cake is loose in the lab.
That's true.
It was moving by itself.
I did not calculate for that.
I mean, at least the door to the quarantine cell where we went through the floor, that was
still
secured.
Closed.
So at least
it was secured.
At least
correct. I did lock that door.
All right.
That's intact. But do we want to try to lock this
I
down?
I say that
we
return to the lab and try to lock this down before we regroup and try to come up with some sort of plan to isolate any kind of sample of something that's advanced to stage 3 before we evacuate.
Great. So you guys are going to turn and start making your way up the stairs?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Chuck, Muck, would you mind staying here with your flamethrowers to ensure there is not an outbreak? It is in your protocol. You must follow protocol.
One. Yeah, they're staying. Oh, man!
Do not allow there to be an outbreak. More than your lives are at stake here.
We're going to return to the lab and secure this area.
Okay. So, you guys... you go up the stairs. Where are you holding Chris?
I have Chris running along with me.
Okay. So you guys are holding, you're running up the stairs. And when you're passing the stairs, you're here and passing the dead penguin. On the stairs, you're hearing the coo 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 coo.
Something out there.
Against the walls again. And you get back in the lab. And when you enter the lab, Jackie is eating a piece of cake.
Oh. Jackie.
Hmm?
I'm going to cyborg run over to Jackie, grab Jackie by the throat, run over to the door, open the door, throw Jackie in, close the door, lock the door.
Roll 3 times.
10.
17.
12. 5.
8. 4. Okay, so...
I was lost win-win.
Yeah. So your run is more like a walk. You kind of actually...
I slide on some of the crap on the floor.
Slide a little bit and bump into Jackie. What the hell?
Like one of those robots that can't quite get its balance back again.
And you pick him up. What are you doing?
Quarantine.
Why? What?
Shut up.
Come on. You gotta tell me why.
Quarantine.
You Doc.
Why were you eating that cake? The cake's...
It was a birthday cake. We had a birthday.
Biohazard, covered in black goop, unidentified, danger,
what?
quarantine.
It wasn't when I got it.
There was no black matter
No.
on the cake at all.
You think I would have eaten black matter cake?
Apologies, but the cake was on the floor. Anyone who eats floor cake must be damaged.
Jackie, you can't just go into a lab and just pick up a cake and start eating it. Yeah. You don't know what's going on.
Why?
The floor, that's kind of gross, dude.
What? Is the cake still there?
I mean, he clearly took a chunk out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't eat the whole cake.
Well, yeah. Right. Was it good at least?
What? Fuck you, man! Were you gonna have some?
I'm gonna examine the rest of the cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to see where that black stuff
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we want to try to like break it down to its fundamental components.
And I'm gonna go keep working on the quarantine. I want to lock down
and
what's
see
going on
if I want to examine sort of the fundamental components of the cake, and also in an effort to determine if it's been in any way altered by its contact with the black matter.
Okay. So Kyle, you're gonna roll. I'm gonna have you roll. See how you do on the hacking.
That's a 7.
3.
Yes.
Ooh. So you're able to turn on the computer, no problem. It does ask for a password and a username, which, because you are in maintenance,
you have.
My own, yeah.
You have that.
Should be enough to. Okay.
So if your login information fails, please use mine. Username is Seek. Password is Knowledge.
So
very
you're
subtle.
You're going at it. At that point, so you two.
We're looking at this cake.
You're looking at the cake. both of you roll.
Okay.
Roll for looking.
Ugh.
Roll for cake.
Come on. 7.
Oh, 8.
Wow. 1. So you both notice the cake looks fairly normal, but there is sort of a melty quality, like it sat out in the sun for a while. That's not what it did, but that's how it looks.
That's odd. It's not exactly warm in here.
No.
Shouldn't break down this way
Why would he eat melty cake? It was on the ground.
Don't judge me!
Jackie,
his mind is compromised.
Are you feeling okay?
I feel fine!
I feel fine.
I'm pissed, but I feel fine!
The pitch at which he said, I'm fine, is not okay.
What?
It's elevated. His heart rate is elevated.
Oh, man.
His emotions are peaked.
He's been drinking a lot of coffee, to be fair, and seems very sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. Where am I gonna poop?
We're just going to keep you under observation for a little while.
That didn't answer my question! You locked me in a room, I've had coffee and cake, I'm gonna have to go soon!
That is not our number one priority.
Well, it's my number two priority, alright? Hey, think about that! Goddamn robot. Oh, God, I hate you guys.
All right, Docs, we got the bars are coming down downstairs. The quarantine procedures are in effect. They're happening right now.
All right.
So let's we can
All
right,
grab what we need and get out of here.
I'm looking around for the black. Can I search around for the black matter? Because I want to know where it actually is. Because if it's not on the cake.
Sure. Where are you searching?
I'm searching around where the cake was. The floor where the cake was.
Okay. So you're looking around, there does seem to be almost like a snail's trail.
Dr. Holbrook?
Yes.
It's definitely on the move. It's around here somewhere.
All right. Can I have little Christmas try to follow the trail of the black matter?
Roll it. 100% though.
19 with the plus 2.
All right. So Christmas is making his way, following it. And he starts making his way, and he actually starts going up. You see it goes down the hallway, and he starts making his way upstairs to level 1.
Oh.
So you guys want to follow him?
Yes.
Yeah, I also want to grab, like, some container equipment.
Yeah.
Like in prongs and things like that.
Roll for that?
Okay. The 12.
16. There's only one.
Okay.
The rest are probably downstairs.
Is there a telephone in here to call outside?
There's only a telephone that kind of communicates with the rest of the...
only internal?
The area, yeah. Okay. There's major communications are upstairs on the first level.
Okay.
As far as, like, reaching out. Because now at this point, like, second level, you're kind of underground a little bit. Which makes the scratching noises outside the metal very peculiar.
Are we reasonably confident that the quarantine procedures at least worked as we
expected?
Yeah,
once you pushed enter, it all just...
It's on lockdown.
Okay. This whole deal. Okay. And all the flashing red lights.
Okay.
Kind of became a calming blue.
Okay. We if things are safe downstairs, we could probably maybe ask Chuck and Muck to join us.
True.
they're not needed downstairs. Yeah. It would be nice to have some more
call
backup.
Call over the loudspeaker.
Get on.
Go ahead,
Seek.
Chuck, Muck, please report to level one.
Say again, copy.
Sanitization crew, Chuck, Muck, please report to level one.
Do you want us to do anything with all these people down here? Santa? Susan?
Quarantine is initiated. Time is now to evacuate. Speak like Yoda, I do, right now, for some reason.
Sounds good.
So when they start, we reach the first
you guys want to wait for them, or do you want to go follow Christmas? Well, Christmas is going.
I told them to meet us.
We're following Christmas, and then we're just expecting to see them whenever they show up.
Yes.
Yeah, on level one.
Holbrook, when we reach level one, may I suggest you inform headquarters of the incident?
Indeed.
All right, so start making your way. Christmas goes upstairs, and he is walking around what would be kind of the entrance, like it was a desk, mm-hmm. paperwork and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he makes his way and starts scratching at the front door, the main entrance into the facility.
It's got to be in there.
Let's go open it. Strange. Christmas, come.
Scratches at the front door some more.
But we still have one of the containers, right? To
yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so Holbrook, we're going to have to try to grab this thing, whatever this black matter is, and try to contain it. Are you ready?
Is there a window in this door? Can we see what's on the outside at all?
No. It's only just the door? Okay.
Okay.
Please allow me to try and catch it.
Okay. All right. I would like for Chuck and Muck to be there with at the ready with their...
Yes.
So can we wait to see if they show up first, or should we...
You can do that.
All right. Well, Chuck and Muck, are you guys here yet? I don't hear anything yet. Okay. All right, well, what do you think? You want to try to open this door?
I will try and open the door if you will all stand back.
Seems like our best option.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So who's opening the door?
I will open the door. Do you wish me to try and contain it in your containment thing?
Yes. Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay, I hand you the box.
I'm going to take off the lid.
I'm going to have you roll.
Put it near the floor, and then I'll open the door.
19.
9.
So,
doesn't matter.
right when you're about to reach for the door, you hear behind you, "Son of a bitch!"
And then, no.
And it's just Chuck.
Can we see what it is that he's engaged with?
It's Muck.
So Chuck is running towards you guys, turns around and goes like, "Get the fuck out of here!" He's spraying, and you see a little penguin is on Muck, clawing at his face.
Muck!
No! What is that? Was that him on fire?
I guess screaming on fire. Okay. So he's like, "Oh!" And this penguin is just going crazy. The penguin rips open Muck's mask, his container suit, pulls back, opens its mouth, and his beak extends out and just jams forward right into Muck.
I'm going to run over with the packaging, kick the penguin off his face, and put the penguin in the box.
That's the only container.
That's fine, I'm doing it.
All right, roll for it.
Steak, we need that.
15.
6. So you run over and you pull the penguin. And when you do, it's biting down on Muck's tongue. So it's also but it's serrated. So it just like goes through and kind of a thing. And you put it into the container and Muck's like,
I'm going to put the container down, grab him, and start walking back into the facility and throw him inside.
Oh,
throw him where?
Inside the facility, and then I'm going to shut this door.
Hold on. Okay, wait. Two quick things. Number one, Doc, can you do anything for this man? And number two, is his flamethrower still operable? And
it's on him. It's on his...
Can I... try to take it off of him.
I can hold him up and you can rip it off his back if you want.
You can attempt to.
I don't think he's infected. He was just attacked by the infection.
Right. So maybe,
can you guys...
So, Scott, roll for it.
Okay. Oh, that's a 1.
18. So you walk over to Muck, and you're trying to take his flamethrower. Chuck comes up with his flamethrower and says, get the fuck away from my friend, you piece of shit!
Okay.
We told you we didn't want to stay down there, you fucking bastards!
I'm going to grab his flamethrower and disarm him.
Roll
because he's threatening my scientists. Oh, please be good. That's a 5.
19.
Oh.
You try and reach for it. He hits your leg.
Oh, I lose all of the human skin off my leg. It's just a robot leg now.
All right. Calm down.
You calm down. You just saw my fucking friend stung right out of his face by a fucking penguin.
I'm going to charge him and punch him in the face.
Smash this guy.
6. Come on.
18.
I'm going to punch this man in the face.
Well, hold on. So we got to resolve this.
Whoa.
You start the charge. The other leg
melts all of, it's just robot bottom half now. Right.
You used to fucking scientist, you're gonna listen to me. You're gonna save my friend.
You're damaging property that belongs to the
I'll damage more fucking property if you shut up! You take my friend!
Fine. I will do what I can. Let me see. So I wanna examine this muck. I wanna see if he's salvageable. Okay. Muck.
What I got?
Yeah, it was gone.
Yeah. A 5.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it looks real bad. Like he's probably gonna bleed to death.
Chuck,
frankly. Now, do you want to hold that information from Chuck, or do you want to tell him?
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna.
Is he gonna make it, Doc?
We should probably let him rest.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Where?
We're gonna let him rest where he is right now, because moving him might do more damage.
Okay. Alright, okay, buddy.
Okay. So we're just gonna let him rest right here, and then you can go ahead and relax, and we're just gonna take this stuff off of him so that he can...
Yeah, I can just elevate his feet.
Yeah, his feet up. Mm-hmm. So then I want to take the flamethrower and give it to Kyle. Just like kind of.
I'll get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how to use that?
Yeah,
buddy. We know how to use it.
Oh God, I'm gonna kill that fucking penguin.
Did the penguin just take off?
No, she's in the container.
No, she's got it in the container.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it's in the container.
Kill that thing.
Your sample.
All right.
Chuck, if you've seen the kind of experiments these guys do, the penguin is in for way worse than just this, a quick death. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, well.
That's fair.
We'll make sure. Okay. What do we?
So there was the door.
The door.
And there is communication equipment up there.
All right. We need to get there in order to hail an evacuation team.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, please put on the flamethrower. I will open the door.
Okay.
Check. Were we going to make a call first?
Yeah, did you want to call first or go for the door? Call first? Okay. So who's making the call, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, roll for it.
Okay.
And Dr. Holbrook, is your helicopter still here waiting for you?
Is
for
it?
For the return trip or?
No, the pilot.
Okay. They dropped me off.
This is a drop off, yeah. You didn't, because you didn't come in with a pilot. He ain't sitting out in the cold.
3.
Oh, 6. So you pick up, and it rings. It rings a couple times, but no one's picking up. But there is you have the way to communicate out there.
All right.
No one picks up for a little bit, but there's also not a message machine.
I'm not getting any response.
So you could try again later, see if they call back.
Right.
To check out the door, or you can wait.
Where's the trail for the little snail trail that we saw?
It was leading towards that door.
So it was leading towards that door, but when we opened the... Because we opened the door, right?
To, no.
No, we haven't opened the door.
Chuck and Muck, that's when they...
Okay.
Came up right as we were about to.
All right.
I think the best we can hope for now is that they see that a transmission was sent. Tried to send a distress signal, no response.
All right.
May I suggest leaving it ringing off the hook? Should someone answer and we do not speak, they will know something is wrong.
Probably a good idea.
Yes.
Do that.
I go to open the door. Please be prepared. Prepare weapons and self-defenses. Do you still have your dog cage doors?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to open the door.
All right. You open the door,
There's just a giant hole leading to the outside.
Hole in what?
What?
There's a hole in what?
The wall.
Oh. Because this was the doorway to, like, the foyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically the foyer, and it looks like the entire foyer was blown out.
Okay. Huh. Whatever.
That's a problem.
This is... It seems to be growing in power in numbers fast.
I don't believe this was caused by the mutations. They are all in quarantine. This is an outside force interfering with our studies.
Could it be that thing is growing?
Growing, assimilating more organic matter to be part of its collective?
I think it is. I think it's, you're right. Okay.
I suggest we evacuate. Are there any vehicles around?
There is an ATV that can only sit two.
All right. Well, what about, like, where are the... So the dog kennels are below the surface of this facility?
Yes.
Are there any, like, dogs that are up here with, like... Can we get, like, an Iditarod situation going on? Like, dog sledding?
Yeah, dog sleds.
There are some dog sleds. There. So where your guys is, there's a bunker about 100 feet down.
Okay.
You'd have to go out into the snow. There is a bunker, and there are some vehicles in there.
Okay.
And maintenance will probably have the key both to get into the bunker and to drive those vehicles.
Right.
Okay.
We're
going to have to make our way over to that bunker. All right, guys. You ready?
Yeah, us... Two can fit on this vehicle to go over to the bunker to retrieve more vehicles. I believe you have the keys. Yes. May I go with you to retrieve vehicles for the rest of the group?
You could, although you might want to stay here and protect the scientists. I don't know if I could Chuck to come with me.
Which of you are the better driver?
I have a driver's license.
Same. It doesn't. Yeah.
I will stay here. One of you go with Kyle to retrieve vehicles so that we may evacuate.
Okay. I'll go with you, Kyle.
Okay.
Would you like me to hold on to the sample?
Yes, please. Okay.
All right. So you two make your way over to the ATV.
Yeah.
Kyle, you pull out the keys. You start it up and you start to head over towards the bunker. The snow is pretty thick, but you know where it is. So as you get closer, it becomes more and more visible. But as they go, you guys start to see them less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Joanne, do you want to try and make the phone? So the phone's still off the hook?
Mm-hmm,
at this point, still ringing? Okay. So Chuck looks over at you. You think Muck's going to make it, Doc?
Well, I'm trying to... reach back up as we speak. We're doing everything that we can.
Oh, God, okay.
Chuck, I need you to tend to your friend, Muck. Please allow me to carry the flamethrower for you while you tend to your friend.
You know how to use it?
Of course I do.
Okay. Hands it to you. So in the ATV, you guys pull up to the bunker. It's about maybe the size of, like, it's not super small. It's probably about the size of a single room.
Okay.
Give or take, a very single, simple room. So as you pull out the keys, start to pull. 18. You hear a... out in the snow.
Out in the snow?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get inside as quickly as possible.
Yes, yes.
All right, I'm going to have... Kyle, you're going to roll.
Okay. It's a 6.
I got a 1.
Yeah.
So you're able to pull the keys out. You have the exact key.
Boom!
Right in real smooth. And you go in. Right as you open the door, you see a reindeer running up black in its mouth, eyes crazy, heading right for the both of you.
We have a flamethrower. We have a flamethrower.
Yes, I'm gonna turn that thing on, try to hose it down without too much collateral damage.
All right, roll for it.
A focused burn.
Focused chaos.
Oh, whoa. I'll take it. Maybe
18.
Ah!
So as you're going,
or maybe I close my eyes.
It just kind of
Oh. Chuck and Muck might have overdone it.
Oh,
when the penguin was attacking.
No.
There is gas in the bunker, but currently this thing is out of gas.
Sure.
So the deer just keeps going and going. Do you want to do anything?
I still have my scalpel thing, so I want to try to jam it into its neck, try to get under.
Okay, roll for it.
It has the big antlers and it's a whole. Please, no! That's a hard 3.
Oh, I got a 5.
Ah!
So in the panic. In the panic, you go up like this. You do connect with the deer, but it goes, and black gets on you.
Oh.
But on your chest, okay. Not your face, so just hits your clothes.
Okay, I want to take off.
But it causes it to reel back, and that gives you enough time you can try and slam the door or try and take the deer out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to slam the door so I can try to get this stuff off of me.
All right, roll for it.
All right. 13.
2. Yes. You slammed that motherfucker so hard.
And I want to take off the clothing that has the black on it.
Great. And then the deer is just boom, 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 slamming on the door, on the metal.
All right, we're going to have to outrun this deer, or we're going to have to try to take it out again with another way.
Okay. Maybe bleach will work.
Maybe. Can I assess the bunker for another weapon?
Yeah, the minute you guys close the door, it's almost kind of one of those things where the door closes, the lights turn on.
Okay.
So it's you can see.
Is there an axe there, perhaps? Mm. Can I roll for this axe?
Roll.
Come on, axe! That's a 16. My Dougie.
3. There's an axe. There's a pretty good axe there.
Okay. And I got to refill this flamethrower.
Oh, yeah. You got to check for gas. Yeah. So... Okay.
And then do we have a big snow vehicle that could fit a bunch of people, or is it...
Yeah, there's something... It's this is the future, there is something of a snow car.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
It's like a dune buggy, but for snow.
Exactly.
It probably hovers.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right, so let's get some gas in the flamethrower. We'll get this thing started up, and we'll head back out there and pick up the rest of the crew.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Quick cut to Seek saying, "Excuse me, I must do an oil change." I have to go pee.
Okay.
Where's
your here? Here.
XLR cable. Yeah, just disconnect yourself here.
Oh yeah.
Is that not louder?
There you go.
Cool. Oh, easy.
I was like, roll for it. you're out of oil. Cool. So, yeah. So, you guys are getting things ready. So, we're cutting back to Joanne.
Yes.
As Seek is kind of, looked like almost kind of shut down to kind of do an internal changeover.
Right, right. I want to inspect Muck, who I of course know is dying, to see if there's any sort of signs of him having contracted the virus at all from being attacked.
Cool. Roll for that.
8.
2. So you look and you start to see the part of the tongue that got the part that's still there, the chunk.
Right.
Getting kind of black.
Huh. Interesting.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just checking on your friend.
I'm glad someone is. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, the phone... on the desk, you hear click. Hello?
Oh, I run to answer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? ASC Services.
Yes. This is Dr. Holbrook currently on site at the Carpenter Reserve.
Hi, Doctor.
Listen, we've had an outbreak.
Oh, dear.
The patients have advanced to a stage of this disease that we've never seen before. We need to evacuate the facility immediately.
Hmm. Well, we'll send some assistance up to you momentarily.
All right. We need is potentially an operation to eradicate the entire facility.
Oh, Operation Zero.
Yes.
Understood. How many survivors do you currently have with you?
As... far as I can tell, 6.
All right.
We haven't encountered any others.
All right. That will not be a problem. Hopefully we'll be sending someone to you in about an hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please make sure to rate this call. If you, good.
Sure. I hang up before the, like, survey can come on.
So back in the bunker, you guys have loaded up the car. You got your weapons. Yeah. So what do you guys want to do? And the reindeer still...
Yeah, we got to take out this reindeer to get out of here, man.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we'll just get by the door.
We have our flamethrower and our axe, and we're going to double team this mother effing reindeer.
All right, how do you want to do that?
All right. So he's gonna throw, yeah, he's gonna, so I'm gonna swing at it while you
okay, you want
to light him up.
You wanna pull the door so I can hit it?
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna swing at it after I'm gonna open the door and then he's gonna and then I'm gonna
Okay.
All right.
In my head it's perfect. Let's go.
So yeah, you roll first. No.
Roll to
That's
open. Close.
You gotta roll again.
That's a 17.
Ooh. 5. All right. So you grab the door. You swing it open.
11.
6.
Yeah!
And Janelle, roll
spray
again to see how
down.
It goes with the axe.
Spray that thing down.
Whoa. Bounce right up on top.
11.
1.
Yeah!
Oh, the axe goes clean through its neck. And the head just goes flying. And as it does, it just sprays a black mist. But it completely misses you guys.
Okay. All
right, wow.
Good.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Pack it into the snow hover car.
Yep, the snow hover car, and then we're going back to the facility.
All right, you start at the snow hover car, and it is so cool.
It's tricked out.
Riding in style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it just creates like this vibration underneath, just... And you go again. You're only like going 100 feet.
That's still cool.
Yeah, still real cool. So you guys pull up to the front.
Okay.
Dr. Holbrook, we're back. I'm calling into the little hole in the
door. All right. I've been in touch with somebody at headquarters.
You reached somebody?
Yes. I told them that we needed to evacuate and also possibly terminate operations at the facility. If you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out in just a moment.
Did you make sure that you rated that phone call?
I didn't. I hung up before the survey was done. Really don't
rude.
Have time.
It's really rude.
Yeah. Seek.
Yes.
I want to, like, surreptitiously have this conversation with her.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I need you to sedate Chuck. There's no way he's going to let us leave. It'll be easier than trying to explain to him why we're leaving his friend behind.
I shall sedate him. I also disarmed him when he started acting erratically.
Yes.
I shall sedate him, we'll restrain him, and take him outside.
Yes.
5. Okay, how do you want to sedate him?
I'm going to walk...
He didn't hear that.
I'm going to walk over to Chuck behind him, put one arm down on his shoulder, and then just put the sedation into his neck.
All right, roll for it.
Dang it. I think I hit a bone. That was 2.
Ooh, man, 12. So you're trying to sneakily walk up, but because the skin got burned off your legs.
Oh, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
What's happening? Just these loud, awful sounds.
Amazing, great.
What are you doing?
Comforting you.
All right.
I'll try again.
Roll for it.
19.
Yes.
3. Okay.
Eight.
So he's like, okay.
Please try and relax. Please try and relax.
What the fuck?
Please try and relax. And I catch him.
he's
great.
Out.
Great. All right.
Put him in the car.
Fireman, move my shoulder.
Yeah.
Walk over. Put him in the back.
Muck, who's still semi-conscious, is just looking at you guys with his eyes moving.
Yes. I'm going to walk over to Muck and give him one more shot at morphine.
Yeah.
Roll for that.
That is what you wished.
Yes.
Oh!
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
Bye, Muck.
Relax.
Here's an option.
It's very soothing.
Do you want to give him enough that it will kill him?
Yes.
Wow.
Roll for that.
Lethal.
18.
It doesn't do it right away, but you've now given him enough that will...
He's absolutely infected. There's
peacefully,
no way.
Peacefully go.
Can we try to extract, like, a sample of his blood?
Yes. Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Good call, scientist.
17.
Yeah, where from?
From the, like, veins in his arms to see if the infection's kind of, like, spreading, if I am able to analyze it later.
Great. So, yeah, you're able to get out probably just, like, a good
yes,
chunk
just
of
like
vial.
Yes, just, like, a little vial, like, as if you were just taking blood to test iron levels.
It's red, but you do see, you'd have to look at it really closely, but you do see what looks like little black particles kind of swimming around.
Oh, boy.
We need that. That's good.
Yes.
Good job, Dr. Holbrook.
All right, I'm going to put it in my, like, parka. Venture out into the snow.
All right.
Snow car time.
Where's Christmas?
Oh, Christmas is still with me.
You old enough?
Yeah, I'll pick him up.
Mm. Great, great, great.
And we have our penguin, too.
In the container.
Yes.
The contained penguin.
So we're leaving Jackie behind, right? That everybody, we
yes,
all
Jackie
agree.
Is oh, absolutely
Jackie. He's still in the lab.
Do we want to...
No, we need to get a move on immediately.
Okay. All right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Number one priority, evacuate.
And we've got Chuck loaded up in the back.
Chuck is loaded in the back.
Chuck who's passed out.
And in fact, I'm going to take that tape and just tape his hands and feet together, just in case he got a little side infection going, whoa!
Yes, because then it will at least have a moment to react.
So, sorry, say again what you're doing?
I'm just going to tape up Chuck's wrists and ankles in case he wakes and he's infected.
Okay, yeah, roll for that one.
14.
2, yeah, you've just... Yeah.
Before we do leave, is there anything that it looks like we can do to sort of bar the doors from the outside?
No, this place, they kind of
got... they've been totally busted.
But I mean, even that one door, reindeer door, there's no way to...
That reindear. That reindeer...
That's true.
Things are already out.
I'll just pull some stuff in front of the door anyway. It's some furniture and stuff. It's real easy. Just to block it.
So, you guys are ready to make your way to the car?
Yes.
Okay, who's going in first?
Who wishes to drive?
I will. I mean, I drove... I got it up and running, drove it the first time, so I'll go first.
Okay, I'm gonna have you roll.
Okay. 17.
Get right in, start it up. There's no problem. Who's second?
I will get in the back with Chuck, and also to keep a lookout at the back with my flamethrower.
Great. I'm gonna have you just do that.
Okay.
You do it, no problem. Who's third and who's last?
I'm going to join Seek in the back seat with the dog.
And I'll sit in the front, in the passenger.
So you're going in last?
Yep.
Roll.
15.
12. Okay.
Thank God.
Okay, that real, like, tingly on your back. Like, oh, no!
So you guys are able to get in. You guys get into the car. Slam the doors, start it up, and just as it starts to purr, get going, you see crawling down from the ceiling the very first infected, the guy who went through the lab.
Oh, crawling down from, like, the ceiling of the building?
Like, yeah, like spider webbing down. He was able to get out.
Okay.
And he... 15, jumps for the car.
I'm gonna
and
jump.
Lands on top of it.
I'm gonna jump out of the top of the car, grab him, and throw us, both of us, out of the back while they're taking off.
Okay, roll for that.
17.
3. Okay, so yeah, you're able to just, like, grab him and
so the car is driving like this, and we go out the back.
So he tries to grab for your throat. So I got a 9, so roll to see if that's successful.
That's a 5.
Oh. So he grabs, and he grabs for your arm, but he notices at that point you are not alive, as it were, that you're not organic in any way. Causes him to lose interest.
But so I'm holding on to him.
Well, he's going to attempt to try and break away to get back to the car. Okay, roll.
8.
15. So as you guys are heading towards the ground, he pushes your head and boom, you're the one that lands. And the momentum of it allows you to let go for a second as he launches off you and heads back towards the car.
All right. Is there any way to, like, kick up the thrusters on this thing so we've got, like, a nice flame behind us? Because we've seen these things are susceptible to flame.
But it's a little tricky.
Hit that turbo.
So, Kyle, see if you're able to do it, Kyle.
Green die. 16.
8. All right, so you're able to do this. Now, it should be said, if you do this, you will burn up a lot of gas very quickly. This is more meant for that kind of last, final thrust of something.
Yeah, we got to do it.
You got to do it?
We know help is on the way.
That's true. We just have to survive for an hour.
Yeah.
All right. So you hit the thrust, and as it starts running, it does start to get hit by the flames.
Okay.
16. Just enough to kind of, like, realize it's getting injured and get away. So it doesn't get...
Okay.
Roasted. So it turns and looks back at the android.
By this time, I'm a cyborg. I stand back up again, and I pull out the flamethrower, and I start running with my robot legs towards it, with the flamethrower pointing towards it.
Okay.
And you know what? For dramatic sakes...
Okay. All right, roll for that.
11.
13. So you get... You, like... You singe his arm... But you do it with such intensity, you actually also hit just a little bit of the back of the car. A little too much zhuzh on it.
A little too much mustard.
Yeah. All right. Do we have that crowbar?
Yeah, you do.
We have an axe too. Awesome. I want to use that crowbar to, like, I assume there's, like, a back sort of window on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way, so the design is almost, it's kind of like a Jetsons car almost. Sure, sure. A lot of window.
Yep. Yeah. All right, I want to break out the back window with the crowbar and take one of my, like, Molotov cocktails.
Oh, yes!
the stuff that I brought to make them and throw it at the thing.
Okay. Roll for it.
Okay.
That's a 2! Ah!
Oh, man.
So you mix it.
I'm gonna blow us up now.
Oh, no.
You mix it. You go like this.
Right when you lift,
Chuck grabs onto your hand. Where's Mark?
His hands are tied.
You're right. He just screams really loud. It startles you a little bit. Where's Muck?
Damn it, I thought that the cyborg gave him a higher dosage of this sedative.
We're at higher altitude.
Right.
While all that's happening, I'll yank that wheel around. I'll try to run him over.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
All right. Whoa.
Oh, that's a 6.
3.
Yes!
Nice.
Swerving.
So you're able to swerve, but doing so also, because you're still holding on to your Molotov cocktail, makes it like, kind of a thing. You still got a grip on it,
right,
though.
Okay.
But it definitely, like, causes a thing. So your turn, you start heading towards Anna. Do you want to do anything?
I want to... How far away is it? So we're trying to hit it, right?
Probably about now. Yeah. 20 feet.
20 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. I only have the axe, and I do have more of the my scalpels. Like I want to try with great precision to try to dagger it.
Sorry, I got hacked. I had a disco moment.
Try and dagger it.
I want to try to dagger him with one of the scalpels.
Great. Roll for it. All
right. With excellent marksmanship, let's go. 14.
1.
Yeah!
So how many do you want to throw, and where do you want to hit him?
In the throat. I'm going for the throat.
Going for just one?
Yeah.
Singular?
I'm throwing one right now. I want it.
All right. So you hit it in the throat, and it just, like, just black stuff in, like, a single beautiful stream. Just comes.
Does he stop at all?
It stops him in his tracks. Oh, okay, it is kind of the startling thing.
Okay, good, good.
Doesn't kill him, but it does kind of, like.
Can I catch up behind him with the flamethrower now?
Yeah, if you roll for it.
13.
3.
I thought you said 30. I was like, that's not possible!
No. 3. So you run up and you're just like...
dowsing him from behind, covering him. So they get this great view from the front of him, like, ah!
and like blood and fire. Yes.
And because he also has the stream, that lights as well.
Nice.
So it just creates this fire stream
wow.
shooting out of him.
It's really flammable. The black matter is super flammable.
Now we know. Apparently so.
Okay, now we know.
Joanna, do you want to do it? At this point, it's almost dead. Do you want to do anything or just watch the show?
I still want to contribute to the show. I want to try again to throw the Molotov cocktail and just add to the fireworks.
All right, roll for it.
From orange flames sprouted blue 12. And purple.
Three.
Yes.
Ooh.
So you just, and it just spirals, and it just hits the thing right in the stomach, and then.
Rainbow.
And you just see, because the black liquid is flammable, it does explode more so than light it on fire. And you just see arms and a head in a beautiful show of gore. And it's dead. At least the initial one.
I'm going to walk up to the car and just hop back in the back again.
Yeah.
Get everybody back in.
Yep.
All right.
Let's go.
Is there any way for us to basically exacerbate this flame, like, try to literally leave the facility in flames?
Mm-hmm. So there is, I mean, you guys do have...
We have all those bottles of bleach.
You have the bottles of bleach, and you do also have, there's the container of gas that you use to fill up some of the flamethrowers. You have a little bit of that left.
Right.
Jackie is still in there.
Well...
I mean, there is a team coming who could...
potentially extract them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Number one priority, evacuate.
That is...
Save your sample.
So I'm
Save
actually
going
to... So Kyle... We have Kyle roll to see how good he is at convincing the team about Jackie.
I mean, he's a nice guy. Overly caffeinated and he eats floor cake.
He eats 13. Floor cake.
He's kind of convincing you guys at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There is a degree of like, he did say he was fine.
You're right. We don't want to be directly responsible for someone's death, I suppose. Responsibility through negligence seems somehow easier to palate.
I only want to go back to go get just my USBs of data that I've left there.
All right.
But so I'm just kind of on like, yeah, maybe we should go back for Jackie.
So how do you want it? So do you guys want to go? Is anyone going to stay with the car? Or is everyone going to go?
I suggest we all evacuate, call for help, and wait for reinforcements.
I agree. My understanding was I thought that we were going to wait for the extraction team to come and potentially evacuate Jackie, not for us to go in ourselves.
Yeah, I'm not saying we need to go back in.
Well, Vanna wants to get her USB.
We don't
want to
blow it up.
But you want to go back in to get your data?
Because that is what this whole facility is about.
That is true, because I didn't think about that, about saving this stuff. Okay.
Where is there any way that you can access it remotely?
It is in the cloud. You're right. Yeah, I think I would have backed it up. I backed it up. Okay, I don't want to go back to the
Besides, cloud. I think that...
But we don't want to blow it up either.
Yes, and also, at this point, we've experienced the disease in a level that we've never seen it before, and not only do we have the actual sample of
the
infected penguin, but I also took a sample of...
Blood.
And blood that seems to be infected.
Okay.
I suggest we make our way to the nearest base and set up camp there while we wait for reinforcements.
I agree.
Can't talk anymore.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going to try to make your way to a near base. Okay, great. So at this point, you have about like probably 40 minutes till the backup team shows up.
Okay.
Do you want to wait or do you want to head to the base?
No, no, no. We want to get out of here.
Yeah, we want to go to the base.
Yeah, we're not going to wait around.
We don't want the animals.
Okay. So you guys get in the car. Christmas, everyone, Chuck is still sitting there going like, you guys left Muck to die, didn't you?
I'm sorry, buddy. He didn't make it.
I mean, we all know there's a chance when you sign up for something like this, but, you know, you never know if it's going to happen or not.
Sorry, man.
It's for the greater good.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So you guys get on the road. It takes about an hour or so to get to the base. When you get there, you're greeted by base leader Peter Stevenson. Glad. So this is it, huh? This is all who made it?
as far as we know.
Apologies, what information do you have?
All I know is that a backup team got sent, and if that happens, that usually means some bad shit went down.
Well, some bad shit that did go down.
That covers it.
All right, you're Dr.
Hall. We do have one person, one other live person that's being quarantined in the facility. We left him there because he was exposed to the virus. He's contaminated, but he may or not be alive if we're going to...
Well, don't worry about that. We got the extraction team heading over there. They should have gotten there by now. We have a communications board down the base if you guys want to listen in and see what they find.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening over there.
So he starts leading you down. Dr. Holbrook, how are you?
Doing well.
Certainly not the way you saw this trip going, I assume.
Not exactly.
How's your husband? How's your kid?
My husband... Well, we were never married, but I haven't seen him in about 3 years.
Work to live or live to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was very sudden. He became cold and distant, and then he was gone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's why relationships are overrated.
Human relations are quite messy, are they not?
They are very complicated, yes.
That's why we focus on work.
My son's all right, though. I left him with my sister. Still seems to show no sign of having contracted the virus whatsoever, despite the fact that, well, a lot of the kids in his school, you know...
Yeah, that's why me and my wife never had one, you know? So
you predicted a virus like this was going to happen, so you and your wife never had a kid?
We didn't predict a virus. No, we didn't predict a virus. I mean, but this has been happening. I've only been married 6 months since the virus started 2 years ago. Calm down there, jumpy. Jesus Christ.
I'm on edge, okay? It's been a very long day.
Fair.
We've seen some crazy stuff, man. We just want to make sure that if Jackie can get out of there, okay, but otherwise we want to make sure that place is burned to the ground.
Sounds good. Opens up, pushes these curtains aside into this room, and you see computer monitors, speaker systems, mm-hmm. and you see on the side of the wall there's a map with red dots mm-hmm. scattered across it.
What are these dots on the red map?
Those are currently the most affected zones from the virus. Also, ironically, the zones that had the most digging of natural resources on the Earth. They just kept going and going and going, and it turns out there was a lot of bad shit buried
right.
for a long time.
Do you believe this is a virus that once existed previously and has been reawakened with the digging?
I mean, I'm not a scientist, I'm an army guy, but that seems about right.
Almost as
Occam's razor.
We've tapped in too much to our natural resources, depleted them, and it's almost like the... I don't know.
It's like almost as if the Earth is a ship and it is rejecting its occupants.
Yes, like it's fighting back.
There's only so many times you can throw a rowdy house party before you get evicted, you know what I mean?
That's one metaphor for sure. Mm-hmm.
I think it is very important for the human species to share this knowledge and inform others of the global catastrophe that is incoming.
Yes. Listen, we did manage to extract some samples of what we experienced at the Carpenter Outpost.
Including this penguin.
Oh, look at that. Did you give him a name?
It is best not to name animals that will die within 60 minutes of acquiring them.
Although this one, for some reason, has stayed alive. The past couple of hours.
It's a thing that used to be a penguin, anyway.
We killed it once, and it's still, I don't know, it came back.
Yeah, we saw that. It,
You saw that?
A man of ours, about a week ago, got infected. Turned, and,
You had an outbreak 7 days ago and did not inform the rest of the staff.
Well, we informed who needed to know.
It appears that more people needed to know as there has been further outbreaks.
Well, hindsight's a beautiful rewrite, isn't it?
I don't believe you'll have a job after this.
I don't know if I'll be alive after this. It's very real.
What are we going to do? What's going to be done about this? And don't tell me what you think I need to know. Tell me what I need to know.
Pray.
That never helped anyone.
Oh, I know. It's sort of the only option we have left.
What's going on here?
Is the situation more dire than you are letting on?
How long has it been since you've had communication with the true outside world? I'm not talking about a post an hour away or a family member here or there.
Dr. Holbrook,
where did you come from?
I flew in from headquarters this morning.
Yeah. So headquarters, at this point, the company, who we are, all of this, kind of the last remaining people. We are now the minority. Plague has taken over more than we ever thought it could. It turns out, once infection hits, it's pretty rapid.
They're all level one, level two, or level three?
It varies, but level three is where it gets really fucked up.
It's when the mutations start happening.
You ever see somebody eat their own eyeballs?
I can't say I have.
I have.
He didn't see it, though. Ha, ha, ha.
Has anyone had...
Dire times you need humor. I appreciate that.
Has anyone had any luck in figuring out is there any way to stop this virus? Is there any way to...
Well, that's why you guys are here. You're the scientists. You're supposed to find the cure. What data do you have? Have you found anything?
Can you access your files? Let us into your lab. At least we can analyze the specimens that we have and try to recover Dr. Morrison's data.
All right.
We want to do some work on this penguin.
All right.
We want to go to the lab.
Sounds good. Walks you out of the tent. You see this other facility. It looks like it's kind of contained within a giant sphere. And there's lights shining all around it and lights shining out. Basically, the idea being no one can get out or in without being noticed.
Right.
Puts on a hazmat suit. Hands the four of you hazmat suits.
Okay.
And at this point, Chuck has also kind of gone off with some of the other military.
Yes.
So he leads you into their lab,
mm-hmm.
points to the facility and goes, have at it.
Okay.
Not that I think it'll do any good.
Okay. I want to we need to sedate this penguin. Thank you very much. All right. So I want to examine I want to open the beak and look inside and see what I see. If there's anything, if the black is moving at all. Can I
just hold it down with my bare hand?
Great.
My robot hand.
10.
You can see it's not moving, but there's definitely black within its mouth. But doesn't seem to be moving at the moment. But that could also be due to the sedation that just took place.
Right.
Dr. Holbrook, I'm wondering if it's become a part of the penguin. Or if it's its own entity.
But it seems that the black substance unto itself, it seems that it's sentient.
Mm-hmm. So can it be removed? And can...
And transferred to something else?
And can this be saved?
Dr. Holbrook, may I please see that vial for a moment?
I take out the vial.
The blackness seemed to react to other blackness earlier.
My thoughts exactly.
The vial near the penguin, see if the penguin reacts to it.
You see the black that was floating around before trying to go to the bottom of the vial.
It is quite possible that this virus is not a virus at all, but a living organism that is one creature, kind of like a coral reef. Many small parts to one big creature.
So if we were able to determine the source and take it out,
then maybe it would stop. Kyle, what do you think about this?
I mean, any way we can put an end to this thing.
Right. Okay. I want to put the penguin back into the thing.
Great. At that point, military head comes back and he goes, so they found your friend Jackie. That's all they found. Otherwise, the facility was empty.
And
was empty?
The patient floor. The patients were in quarantine, along with a woman named Susan, who was wearing a Santa outfit. Were they located?
All they found was a hole.
A hole.
Seems they all dug out.
Well, what about Jackie? Is he okay?
He's on his way here.
Is he infected?
Seemingly no.
It is possible he is immune.
Some good news.
And that I owe him an apology.
If he is immune, if for some reason this black substance rejects him as a host, or maybe his body is able to fight it in some way, mm-hmm. it's possible still that it could be in him, and we could somehow use him to try and locate the source.
Maybe as bait.
Right. Yeah. As bait.
Yes.
As bait. Okay. I think that's a good plan.
Are we going to tell him he's being used as bait?
I think that's just a need-to-know basis.
I think we can talk with him reasonably. He is a man of science, after all.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. He did eat floor cake, from what you told me.
All right. Well, let's go and intercept Jackie.
Okay.
All right. So you guys start to make your way out. And you see, in the distance, there is another vehicle approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, looks like our experts are here.
I thought that they were the experts.
These are a different kind of, expert, I suppose.
I see.
As the car stops, the headlights dim, two people step out. One wearing a cowboy hat with a big brown beard, long brown hair. The other, an African-American gentleman, bald. This is Mr. McCready and Mr. Childs. They've dealt with a similar situation long ago.
Mm-hmm. McCready, Childs, Dr. Holbrook, pleasure to meet you.
Well, what the hell is going on here?
Well, as far as we can tell from... our best guess analyzing the data that we have, it seems that what we're dealing with isn't a virus at all, but some sort of sentient, malignant...
social organism.
...being.
You gotta just destroy it all.
We've gotta find a source.
In order to destroy it.
And we have escaped infected. We don't know where they are at this point.
Why didn't you burn them all down? Just burn them right away.
Well...
We thought we could save some of them.
Well, that was your first mistake.
I realize that now.
Well, I don't know what we can do from here. You say you got a friend coming, someone's coming?
We have one employee of the facility who seems to have perhaps been able to reject the parasite, for lack of a better term.
Child looks at you guys. Oh, we'll see.
Is there any possibility of immunity against this virus or organism?
Well, hell, nothing I'm aware of, but it's possible. I mean, anything's possible. Who would have thought all this was going to be happening?
Is it contagious, airborne, bloodborne?
Seems to be if it touches you. If it touches you, you're fucked.
I believe almost all of us have been touched by it at some point, so the theory of being immune may be possible.
You all literally touched the black thing, it hit your skin?
No.
No.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're... sounds like you're fine.
Hmm. How did you quarantine this situation before? This has left the building.
Killed it everybody.
Were you able to track down escapees?
There were no escapees. I killed everybody.
Really? Because it appears we have an infection again. Perhaps that is your doing somehow?
Or perhaps there's more of these fucking things under the earth.
Again, I think that what it is we need to locate and eradicate the source.
The source. So, do you have any methods of maybe locating the source?
It seems to have a survival instinct about getting away. It sort of has a pack mentality. And any pack usually always tries to run back to its cave. I think you scare it, put the fear of God into it, see where it goes.
All right.
So we have to go back?
We have to go somewhere that we know it to be concentrated.
And try to destroy it there.
Well, the army had that map with all the red dots on it, so they seem to know where these things are. Where these outbreaks are happening.
Yes.
Maybe we can find the one with the highest concentration.
Yes, because if any other locations were able to fight back by that theory of scaring it, it would tend to gravitate back towards wherever it came from. So wherever the highest concentration is, that should be where the source is.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's go look at the fucking map.
All right.
So you guys follow MacReady and Childs into... back to the area with the map. The military leader looks at you guys and goes, starts telling you the story of what happened to MacReady and Childs. These two, 1980s, we found out what happened to them, and soon enough, the ability to freeze people and put them in a cryo sleep became a thing. So we did that to these two in case anything like this ever happened again. Well, here we are. You go up to the map, and you do see the red dots do seem to concentrate. It goes further and further and further, and it's not that far. It almost seems to be in the center of where you are now and your initial base, Carpenter Base.
Okay. So it's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're not too far from the source. Okay.
Well, we know it's afraid of fire.
All right. So yeah. Let's load up on some...
Could you please take us to the sanitization department so we may load up on flamethrowers?
I like this one, MacReady says.
Does the general have any heavy weaponry at his disposal? Can he call in some sort of...
Yeah, I was going to say,
airstrike?
We should send a team in.
Yep.
Go nuclear?
We have a lot of things.
Okay.
What are you looking for in particular?
All right.
Well, we got to blow this thing off the face of the earth, right?
Yep.
Listen, we'll go in initially as a scouting team, assess the situation, see what's there, if there's any survivors, and then on our call, once we determine that this is in fact the source that we're looking for, I need you to blow it.
We need to destroy it.
Sounds good.
All right.
So you guys start heading out. You guys start heading towards, you gather your weapons.
Yep.
And you head over to the vehicles and a lot of helicopters.
Our helicopters are arriving?
No, that's what you guys are going to take to get
there. Yes.
To be able to bring more of a crew that could fit then into a future car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as you guys start to approach the helicopters, you see another vehicle is approaching. The doors open up, and out comes Jackie.
Oh, Jackie!
Hello.
Hey.
How you feeling?
Did you use the bathroom?
What?
Did you get a chance to use the restroom there, buddy?
Did I get to go to the bathroom? Yes. Yeah. Did I use a restroom? No. How are you?
We're going to take care of business.
Oh, I already did.
Yeah. You look good.
I'm glad you made it out okay.
Glad you made it out.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm the only person that had any of that fucking kick.
We did that for your own safety. You saw how
messed up that situation was.
All right.
We apologize for leaving you behind, but we left you to be recovered by the experts.
Yep.
Which, clearly, they did their job.
Yes. Thank you. So what's the plan? What are we doing?
We're attempting to... locate the source of whatever is causing this black matter that's coming in and seemingly infecting people.
In layman's terms, it appears as if this organism works like a pack, and there is an alpha that they answer to. If we destroy this alpha, vis-a-vis head vampire status, perhaps we will end the infection.
All right, well, let's go save the world.
Jackie jumps into a helicopter.
Okay. Getting in the helicopters, going to save the world.
Are y'all getting in the same helicopter?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great.
I'll hang out the side.
And we
like
have
a badass.
We have Chris too. Or the
of course. Emma's. Yes, Christmas. Yeah.
So in a helicopter, it's the four of you, pilot. What helicopter?
Can we bring Chuck? Is he?
No. I feel like we should leave Chuck behind.
Chuck
at this point.
Has
Chuck is emotionally
like
compromised.
Yes. For what happened to Muck. All right. We'll check in on him when we come back.
Six. Yeah, Chuck, I'll left behind. So you guys get into the helicopter. And in your helicopter system, for you, pilot, MacReady and Childs in their own helicopter, and then Jackie and the military leader. And the third helicopter is a total of five.
Okay.
So you guys are going. And at this point, it's starting to become evening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, evening in Antarctica is both beautiful, but very
real
dark.
Real cold.
Very dark. Very dark. Cold. So you start to get near the drop zone.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot turns to you guys. I think this is it. I think this is your stop.
All right. Wait for our mark. And then come get us.
All right. Brings the chopper down.
Yep.
The other choppers start to land around you. The military leader rocks up. Okay. So, the plan is we have to get an infected. We got to freak him out. Did you guys bring anything?
Fire.
They seem to hate fire. They're highly flammable.
Flamethrowers.
So we're hoping to bait them out with the fear of the fire.
All right, well, it sounds like we got plenty of weaponry, but we're never going to know where to dig unless we take care of one of the infected first and they start running.
We know where to dig. Dr. Holbrook, would you please take out the vial? Perhaps it can lead us in the direction of the darkness. We see which way on the vial it's pressing.
It's still kind of floating a little bit.
Okay.
What if I have a little lighter and then I put some flame next to it, does the black matter move?
Its direction.
Yeah, it starts to push on the other side.
Okay. So maybe it's that way. If it's trying to
it's trying to get away from the flame.
Directly under to see if it goes into a certain direction.
And then remove it, will it settle one direction?
And it kind of just kind of keeps pushing to the right.
Okay.
It keeps pushing the one way.
Okay.
All right. All right.
I suggest we
That's
follow
as
it.
Good an indication as anything.
Okay.
All right, follow the right. So this little band, all parked.
Yep.
You're all making your way following the vial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At this point, you hear in the distance, 19. Oof. You hear cookies.
Oh.
Cookies!
I believe Susan is approaching, or the entity formerly known as Susan.
Coming out of the snow.
Get ready.
It's not just Susan, but all the other patients that were in the facility at one point, which comes out to about 10.
Okay.
Form a line, flamethrowers up!
I think we're in the right spot.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
We're launching a flame wall attack.
Yep.
All right, all four of you roll, and I'm going to roll for MacReady.
Okay. 15.
3.
10.
20.
Whoa! MacReady got an 18. So it is a wall flamethrower, except for Joanne. So it's just...
Right. And just nothing.
Yeah.
I think mine's out of gas. Just chuck it.
You chucked it? All right.
Step back. Watch it burn.
And they...
all fall on their faces. We win!
1-8-16. So you burn about like half of them.
Right.
Three of them get scorched, but they're able to get away. 16 being Susan is able to kind of like matrix down. Her back cracks in a bunch of ways, and then she backward digs down into the snow.
Like Exorcist style.
Yeah. But digging too, going underground.
Digging underground. Aha.
There it is. The source.
It's the concentration.
Yep. All right.
There's still three that are not, that are out, that are kind of burnt. Mm-hmm. So they are going to run towards you guys.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
19. And they are going to leap. They're going to leap for Joanne because she had the one not working flamethrower.
Oh, no. Come on.
Roll to see if you avoid.
9.
17.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, so they
land on you. Do you three want to try and do anything?
Yes, I'm going to grab one and rip it off her. Okay, throw it back towards Susan. 8.
18.
Just rip a chunk of flesh off.
You rip a chunk of flesh
just a bunch
off.
Of goop.
That's all that happens.
I'm assuming we have other weapons too, so I want to just try to shoot him. I want to try to shoot him off.
You're trying to shoot him?
Yep.
Okay, roll for it.
5.
4.
Oh!
So where do you shoot?
In the head.
Right in the head?
Yep.
Okay. You aim, fire.
Like this. Apparently.
Yep.
Joanne, roll to see if you avoid getting smashed in blood.
Or splattered or...
11.
3. Yeah, you're able to pull your head back. And, it just avoids you.
And then I got one of those batons, those collapsible batons. I don't want something edged to fight these things. Right. I want blunt instruments.
No splatters.
You're gonna bash attack. Wow.
Oh no!
And that's a 1.
That's a hard one.
19.
Oh.
You accidentally hit Joanna. You're like,
hit the thing, not me.
Sorry.
All right, so the thing now turns and looks at Kyle. 11 makes a leap for you. See if you avoid.
Okay. 8.
3.
Yes. Ooh.
So you avoid. Okay. MacReady walks up, flamethrower in hand. Eat this, you piece of shit. 15, and the creature gets 10. So MacReady's able to...
Yes!
Yes!
Okay. And the creature runs into the other creatures, causing just...
Chain reaction.
Just gore. Just nothing but gore. So now there's a hole that Susan went into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys want to make your way towards the hole with the military?
I'm going to pull my flamethrower up against my body, walk over, and jump down.
All right. So, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
When you got hit in the chest, it broke the vial.
No!
Now, roll to see whether, like Anna, it just gets on the shirt.
Right.
So you're able to take it off and be fine, or if it made skin contact.
Emergence.
14.
13.
Whoa!
So it broke, but it didn't break through the shirt.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you want to tell anybody, or are you kind of going to...
Well, I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter. We're in this military operation.
You're in it. You're
so
in it.
I'm not going to say anything right now.
Great. And so you guys jump down, all of you, Jackie, MacReady, Childs, military leader, into the hall. And when you get down there, it just feels like the earth is pulsating. And you just hear in the echoey distance, cookies.
I'm going to touch the wall and see if it pulls back with black stuff on my hands.
Okay, roll for that.
15.
1. There is, yeah.
It's the very, is the same black stuff?
Yeah. But you even touching it kind of made the wall go, start running. As
moving
it were,
away because it knows I'm not alive. I've got this much alive stuff on me. The rest is metal. Okay. It appears as if this entire room is made up of this black stuff. It is possible that this layer of earth is entirely black stuff.
We're going to have to destroy it all to ensure that the source is taken out.
Yes.
Do we have any more fuel we can spread around and ignite?
We should. Yeah, we do. That's what we brought with us.
Yeah, I mean, those military guys, they brought all sorts of
heavy.
I wish you burn this place to the fucking ground.
Mines and bombs and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, let's.
Here is the issue. I was not expecting all of you to follow me down here. How are you planning to get out with your lives?
We need to make sure that we actually find where Susan's at, because wherever Susan is the actual source.
Right.
It's down here, but we haven't found the actual thing yet, so.
So you don't have a plan to get out alive?
It's for the greater good.
Admirable. We're going to follow towards where Susan, we can hear Susan.
All right. So you guys start making your way down the hallway, and the pulsating just seems to kind of be almost growing, like, and it starts having like a heartbeat rhythm to it. Huh. And you start hearing the cookies, cookies, cookies getting louder and louder and louder. And the cave, it almost feels like this is like a cave that's like enclosing, and the walls are pulsating around you, and then opens up into this wide, cavernous nothingness almost.
Do we see Susan?
You see Susan stand, like her red of the Santa suit, standing out and just in this darkness. And she puts her hands out and almost starts to float.
I'm going to start walking towards her with my flamethrower pointed at her. Not on yet.
Okay.
But it's pointed at her.
I think we found where the everything's happening. I think
she's the source.
Yes.
Start backing out of here.
Okay.
All right.
We got to get out of here. We know where to dig and where to destroy.
Yeah, radio the guy. This is it.
All right. As soon as we evacuate, then fire all missiles.
Mm-hmm. So we start making our way back up the hole.
I'm gonna stay with my flame.
So it's all of you and military, Jackie McCready and all that stuff. Right when you turn around, Jackie looks at you guys and goes, "I'm really sorry." And he vomits out all this black goo.
Damn it, Jackie.
And puts his arms out like this and almost begins to like hover over the ground as the black just covers him.
I'm going to turn around and put the flamethrower on him.
Yeah.
I'll roll for
Burn
it.
Down.
13.
15.
Oh, no.
So you turn. It's not enough. And Jackie, like a wave, washes over you with the black. You want to try and avoid it, or what do you want to try and do?
I'm not sure I try and avoid it, because I don't think it's going to hurt me. Yeah. I'm just going to stand there.
Okay. So the Jackie Black wave goes over and then starts heading to the three of you.
Oh, burn it, burn it.
So does it do anything to me after it went through me?
10.
10.
Oops. 16.
6.
9.
Oh, my garbage. Yeah. Whole freaking game.
9. So, so Kyle and Anna are able to burn it enough to, like, get it to, like, move off to the side. Joanne, it does grab onto one of your legs and be pulling you.
No.
Run! Save yourselves and let them know where they need to go.
I want to try to help her.
Get out.
I think I can save you.
No, I don't matter.
I'm just trying to like see if I can scare it away from her leg.
Okay, roll for it.
Ooh. Oh.
What is that?
It's on the cost again. Yeah.
17.
4. So what do you want to try and do?
I'm trying to burn it, like trying to get it off. Not burning her, but just trying to get it to separate from her.
Okay, so you, and as you do that, the black starts to kind of like pull itself away because you're wearing like parka pants.
Right.
It still hasn't hit any skin, so it's like kind of separating like this. It goes over to the military, 18, and it grabs onto the military leader. Lifts him in the air and brings him down, and it's almost this motion of lifting him up, bringing him down, and then this wave of black just on top of him.
Okay, run to the hole. Go.
All right, we're running.
Yeah,
we're running to the hole.
All
right, and then
I will follow them.
Yep.
You do or do not?
I will.
You will. Yep. Okay, so you guys start making your way towards the hole.
Yep.
McCready and Childs are behind you just
right?
Just trying to stop this thing from coming at you guys. 16. They're very successful. It's kind of making that thing recede
okay.
back and back.
All right.
You guys get to the hole. Sort of. It's basically what Seek had said. A little bit of a jump. So
please place your foot upon my hands.
Yep. Okay.
All right. All three of you roll.
Okay.
Six.
Seven.
Wow.
11.
Please try and jump at the same time I throw you.
I got a 5.
Oh, oh. Wow.
So
thank God.
She is able to kind of poof, 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 the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Seek, you can also try and
I'm gonna
robot your way out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seek, roll.
15.
Nice. 2. Yeah, you just like Superman.
Yeah.
Right out of this hole.
Did McCready and Giles get out too? Or Giles get out too?
No, they were in front of you. They were behind you guys, so you left them there. Oh. Which means 18 for the creature. Yeah, they're like at the bottom of the hole. They're like, what the fuck?
They were not behind us.
Hit with the black.
They were behind us.
They were not.
They were behind us trying to hold them back.
Yeah, they were trying to hold it back.
And you just jumped while we were escaping.
And jumped. You left them to die, Seek.
As far as I was aware, they were back in the room. They weren't behind me. By the way, it's my programming to protect these guys, not those guys.
That's very true.
It was brutal.
Speaking of which, right. I'm shoving them along. I'm making them run.
Yes.
And the, so we get and the other military, there's more.
There's still the helicopters.
Yeah, they're on the outside.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, call
all right.
It in.
Fire
call
in the
in.
Hole.
Yeah, we want Tom.
Yeah.
Everything. Shoot.
Just everything you got.
Sanitize
it. We're just running from the hole.
Okay. So I got a 3. So, yeah, they are just going to be, like, it's the end of Last Jedi. Just
perfect.
Just, it is a mess. And you just start hearing, like, this screaming of what could possibly be the black. And also it sounds like the voices of anything the black has ever taken.
So we did bring the penguin along in the helicopter, so I want to see if the penguin is like restored to its like natural state, because since we're destroying the black.
Do we have happy feet back? That's
well, what
we
I would
know.
Say is because you didn't open the container, the penguin and the black are separated, and the penguin's like this against the glass.
Throw it in.
Then what do you want to do?
Oh, wait, I want to let the penguin go. We're open and let the penguin go and try to trap the thing and throw it, the box over there.
Okay, roll for that.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Come on, penguin. We're trying our best. That's a 6.
14.
Oh no.
So in this awful, not smooth move, you just open this thing. The penguin's not coming out, but the black stuff's not. You go like this. You finally just go fuck it. You throw it into the fire.
Good enough.
For the greater good.
Yep.
So Jess, you just so, and the fire starts to recede, and it's silence.
Did we do it?
I don't know.
I guess only time will tell. Unless they send a team down there, I'm not going back down
I'm
there.
I'm not. I feel like. I've done more than I can handle regarding this virus right now.
Yeah.
Although maybe there's a robot that could... check. Seek, would you like to... a cyborg, would you like to go down there and check out...
I will follow your orders.
The destruction?
I'm going to walk over it. Look in the massive pit, I'm sure there is.
Silence. Seems like it's all good.
I think it's time we all go home.
So the four of you get into the chopper.
Mm-hmm.
The other choppers start to take off. As your chopper starts to go... 18. It starts to kind of leave the rest of the choppers.
Oh, no.
Pilot, where are we going?
Where are we going?
The pilot turns... You shouldn't have left muck.
Oh no!
Chuck pushes down on the controls.
Oh, no!
And crashes the helicopter.
Oh, shit.
All four of you roll.
Oh, God.
18.
Oh. 20! Oh! Holy shit!
17.
2.
14.
Oh.
So, Anna, Joanna, and Seek are the survivors of this plane crash, of the helicopter crash.
I even asked for you, Chuck. I wanted to see what
Kyle and Chuck did not make it.
Oh, no.
The helicopter crashing means that their radios on the helicopter do not work. And because he veered off course from the other helicopters, no one knows you three are out there.
Oh, no.
One moment. Let me activate my homing device. Beep, 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 beep.
Quack, quack, quack.
Someone should be with us within 60 minutes. Please roll. Do not name roll. Any animals.
Roll.
11.
15.
Oh, darn it.
Due to the intense gale storm winds, your signal can only get so far. It could be an hour. Could be days. Could be weeks. Could be never.
Is there...
And that brings us to the end...
Oh, no!
...of the final episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror! That's the end of season one. Everyone, thank you so much for watching. Going around the horn, thank you so much to Scott and Kate, who've been the cast members on the show.
Week
in, week out. Thank you to Janelle and Emma for
awesome.
Killing it.
Thanks.
This has been so much fun. This has been a way for me to kind of play with like little horror stories or do homages or sequels or anything like that. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for participating, for everything you guys have done. All the hashtags, all the fun stuff, the GIFs. It's been a lot of fun. I'd love to do a season two of this. And so we'll see what happens in the future. But it's definitely something, if you want to see that, let it be known. And this, the past episodes are on YouTube. Share those. Clark Wolf was our guest on the first one. Kelly Brumman, stuff like that. So share that. Let people know that this show was a thing. And we could probably get more episodes. Going around the horn, anything you want to plug or talk about? Scott?
You can follow me on all the socials at Norse Meat. Mainly see pictures of my kid.
He's a cute kid. He's a very cute kid.
Follow me at Janelle Santa Cruz on all the social medias. I play competitive Overwatch, streaming Ooh. That. And I co-host Raider Ramble with Cameron, which is on YouTube on HyperRPGs.
Yay! Awesome.
And I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet, wherever Emma Fifes are sold, at my name, Emma Fife. Tomorrow night on Pencils and Parsecs, 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific time here on HyperRPG. That is our Star Wars RPG. We're going to be doing a flashback episode. Joined by a couple of wonderful guests, Leo Camacho and Ryan Day. So it should be quite the experience. So be sure to tune into that. Also, look today later on ET Online, that it's Entertainment Tonight. I did a video with the wonderful Ash Crosnan all about porgs, because we love porgs.
Of course.
We're the porg queens of the internet, so we thought it was high time we united, so be sure to check that out.
That's perfect.
That was incredible. Well, hey, I'm Kate. Please follow me on Twitter at Kate's Tweets. You'll always see when I go live, which is several times a week, because of these amazing people having Yay. These awesome shows. And thank you so much for supporting this channel. It gets us here to have fun, so thanks for all your bits, your tips, and your hashtags. And if you do want a season two of this, because I know I really do, and Scott really does, and Cameron really does, and everyone else here does, please tweet at HyperRPG and Jurassic Alien, that's Cameron, and let us know.
Yes.
So
yes.
Spread your ring back by popular demand.
Yes.
Yeah, as for me, twitter.com/JurassicAlien. I help write on the Power Rangers RPG as well. So if you like this kind of thing and you're not watching that, you should totally be watching that. And yeah, Ready to Ramble. And those are the major things, I think.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything else I usually plug on Twitter, so go check that out. Amazing. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Stick around for Honesty Hour and then the Gauntlet after that.
Yeah.
Have some spooky dreams.
Happy holidays.